Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat. The clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, beach man.
And greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course you know where you are. You are live in The Remix, and it is Sunday night, July the 24th, 2011, and tonight it's going to be Chat and Chill, and Brother Panic is going to be joining us here live in The Remix. We're also going to do a Q&A session, so for all of you who have your questions, definitely you want to hold on to those questions. We'll definitely be wrapping up the show that we did on Friday night and also moving into the energy and talking about some things tonight. And Brother Panic will be taking your calls live this evening. So good to see everyone in the house. I see you guys are getting yourself situated both on the board, calling in to The Remix, and also those of you who are in the chat room. I want to also take this opportunity to tell everyone, definitely you can bring yourself on over. If you're not in the chat room, we invite you to join us there as well. And if you want to know how to get there, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and the chat room is open. If you're a guest and you're listening for the very first time, you can actually go and just sign yourself up right here on The Remix and come in the chat room so you can participate in chat. If you're listening via the phones and you want to be on the phone, you can do that as well, or in the chat room, vice versa. You can call 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and that's going to be the number for The Remix. If you're calling international, because I know the international listeners are definitely out there and you guys are listening, you are welcome to Skype in as well to call in, or you can actually come in the chat room as well. We're going to be getting ready to get into the share tonight. It's so good to see everyone in the house as you guys get ready to get situated, and we get ready to bring Brother Panic on. We're going to listen to a little bit of music, and it's definitely so fitting for this time of the year and the energy that's here. It's actually one of my childhood favorite songs, Sun Shower. And so we'll be listening to that, hearing a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to get right into the share with Brother Panic right after that. So sit back and relax, everyone, as we get ready to get into The Remix.
La 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 la, The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Yellow.
right, everyone, love that song, Sun Shower. There it is. Well, we're going to go ahead and get right into the share right now. We're going to bring Brother Panic on as he joins us again here live in the remix. Peace and greetings, Brother Panic. Oops. Wait, hold on. Peace and greetings, Brother Panic. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me, Miss Blue?
Yes, I can. Peace and greetings. Good to have you back to come in the remix tonight, chatting and chilling with Brother Panic, as everybody gets themselves.
Great to be here.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and open it up as we get ready to continue to chat and chill.
We'll keep this simple. You know, we'll go to the questions and answers. I hope everyone was here on Friday for the lecture, because I want to keep these questions and answers very close to the lecture. It's like some shit is burning in this motherfucker. Oh, let me open the door and see if somebody's burning leaves or some shit.
Okay.
You know, one of my little punk-ass stepson smoking some weed out here. I have to get my stick. I guess some nigga having a bootleg cookout. Anyway, so I hope you was here for the lecture, and we want to try to keep the questions and answers to the lecture. And once again, our standard rules is let's stay off the dreams.
Yeah.
Oh,
you...
what are you burning? I was calling. Oh, okay. It does smell like sage. All right, that's what it is. So it's not a bootleg cookout. It was Khadija burning sage that I smelled. Your sage smelled like the chronic. So what we're going to do is try to stay off the dreams and keep the questions relevant. And even the questions that you try to ask, let's make them so where someone else can also benefit. If you have a personal issue, that's why the system of Mrs. Blue's readings exist. So that's what we're going to... I'm not, usually I'll still answer them, but I'm not going to be that nice tonight. What I'm going to do is say, question the number 4, blue, at gmail.com if it's a personal issue.
Right.
And because what we're trying to do is make this a discussion, you know, because not only after tonight, people are still saying, wow. What you did with the Avatar lecture is amazing. That's because they're hearing it for the first time. And usually there's a lecture, then a chat and chill close to it to kind of have a freestyle discussion of the information. So when people are hearing, and I was on the couch with my grandmother, and she had a feather in the brick, it kind of fucks up the flow, because they're there for a different reason. That's why we try to keep the dream stuff and the personal stuff to the side. So if we were all sitting in a room in Harvard and they was discussing aeronautics, you wouldn't say, well, I had a dream that I was an astronaut. You know what I'm saying?
You go,
okay, I assume you had a dream you was an astronaut. That's why you're here in the classroom studying aeronautics or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we're going to, let's handle this professionally, in other words, is what I'm saying. Not trying to play a hate on your dreams, but let's just try to keep this shit sophisticated over here. So we can get right into the question and answers. And like I said, even if it is a personal question, put it in a context where, you know, it could benefit, you know, more than just yourself personally.
Right. Okay. So, everyone, we're going to get ready. I see you guys already with your hands up, but I'm going to get out the number one more time. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for Brother Panic to ask a question. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're here and you have a question. If you guys have a dream, you know I have that amazing dream app where you can actually just speak your dream, save it to your phone, or you can send it and share it with me, and I will give you some tips on how to decode the dream for yourself. So here we go. We're going to get into it. We have a lot of things to do, and I know you guys have a lot of questions because some of you even today, I've spoke to brothers and sisters all over the world today, from Africa, some parts of Africa, to where was the other country, Spain, and quite a few of you here, right here in the United States, that you're all going to be listening into the show. And so this is a good time to definitely get those questions in for Brother Panic that can not only help yourself, but also others. So let's go to the phone line. Calling in, it looks like, calling in from area code 615. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, what up, Ms. Blue? What up, Panic?
What's up, bro?
Greetings.
Yo, this is Sean.
Oh, Sean. Okay. What up? I was like, I know that damn voice. Yo, what up, bro? What's going on?
Man, not sure.
What's the deal? This is Mr. Fish and Marshmallows himself, everyone.
Mr. Sean, yes.
Mr. Sean King Cook. If y'all listen to Friday's show, I mentioned him in the show because what was the name of that lecture, Blue, if you remember? I can't remember the name of the lecture.
It was the one that you also, I think it was the same one that you also ended with the mermaid. Wasn't that the same one?
No, I was talking about Friday's lecture, the psyche, the self, the persona, and the ego. I was just recently looking at the information. Sean called me and brung up the information, and then Blue said she was studying the information. So, which means spiritually, it was an end time show that was supposed to be presented. So it makes so much sense. Sean's on the phone now. Is where I was going with. And since he is on the phone, let's stop talking and see what he has to say.
Yes.
All right. Well, I forgot to ask you this on the phone whenever we was talking, but I asked here because I'm pretty sure somebody else goes through this. But like what's been going on is like this obsession I've been having with Santissima Muerte. Like in my dream stuff, you know, she calls me Mijo. Like I remember one time I was staring at one of her statues, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I had that feeling of like being in love with her, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the Spanish store and I was asking one of the Spanish root workers that was in there, you know, what is that? And she told me Santissima is my patron deity.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm bringing this up because you had brought up, you know, the anima in the lecture.
Right.
And whenever you were talking about the anima, it reminded me of this question. And when she was saying, you know, that's my patron deity, you know, and I should start worshiping her. Now that was it, and I was just like, well, I don't have any context, you know what I'm saying, to put that in conscious thought, but it's not just not just with deities, but also, you know, with certain smells, certain colors, certain animals, you know what I'm saying, that I feel that same attraction to.
Excellent shit. That's why I fuck with you. That's why I fucks with you. First and foremost, you absolutely already know, but I'll just reiterate, you ain't supposed to be worshiping shit.
No.
That's the level of thought or her thought matrix. So that's the best way for her to describe it to you. Now, in fact, as I talked about on Friday, your dreams are your personal shocks that are in your shadows, and which also are in the self portion of your being. But the shadow sits upon the greater portion, which is, you could say, your true self or your conscious, unscathed self. So the dreams that we get are confused, or people are confused about, have objects in it in their lives, their personal lives.
Yeah.
When it comes down to mythology and template elementary energies that are explained as deities, then what you're doing is getting messages from yourself. And the message is clear. If she's calling you by Mijo, which is, I can't remember what it means, it's something in Spanish, but it's a familiar. You're feeling that you love her, that familiarity, that is yourself telling you, been there, done that, that's my bitch and that's my mama and all the rest of that. Meaning that your perspective when you deal with it should not be something new. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Should not be something new. So it's yourself telling you to get basically reacquainted with her. You get what I'm saying? And your and how to, as we talk about the ego in the context of lining it up in synchronicity, or in other words, let it take orders from the self as opposed from the ego trying to reshape yourself. The self is trying to tell you how the ego should see this particular subject. I feel like I love her. Okay, then we know you, that doesn't come from anywhere, meaning that you already have a love affair with her, so you don't have to sit and read a book and wonder if you like her. And then, see, even by that standard alone means you ain't got no business worshiping her. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not in that well, I mean, if you want to get a little bit more sophisticated, you can worship her the same way you worship your mother or your partner. You get what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I don't want to say her name, but because I know her too. In fact, that's how you know we family, because Sean's lady, his goddess, is her mom's grew up in the same neighborhood with me back in New York. It's crazy. And I, her pops was in a rap group who I knew. So she's like, yeah, that's my pops and that's my mom. But, oh, I knew her. We grew up together, me and her. So you see how it's really connected. So there's so many reasons why I know I was vibe with my man Sean. So not to get off track, the same way you would worship your lady or your mom's, you know, your mom's after something, you're going to be there, you're going to pick up the groceries. It's that type of worship as opposed to what we think now is a worship. And even then, the worshiping that they're calling worshiping is really to be more like you was asking, well, what's the conscious concept of that? Is really invocation or evocation. The evocation is bringing it outside in your surroundings. So, you know, the statues, the picture, the house has her presence in it. And therefore, you're living in synchronicity with the true self when these things come to you, because it's coming out of you. It's not a separate thing. It's coming out of you to tell you how to run your life. The thing that fucks it up, again, is the ego. And you're not supposed to submit to it because you're supposed to be working with it. So the worshiping is a bad word if you think of it in a religious form, which should be, maybe, who knows, but what we're going to clear up today is the evocation is putting it around you. The invocation is when it comes within. Now, certain there's invocation. Sometimes I'll deal with a deity. I'll take on those characteristics for the short time that I'm invoking it. You'll have cravings, like you were just saying, the smells and the colors, they'll start changing because it's coming in. They live within you, but basically you're at that portion where you're dealing with it because of where you're at in the equation. It's all like a mathematical equation. They're all within you, but you're here to deal with certain aspects of the true self while the ego is actually blocking you from it. So at this particular time, that's why it's important to deal with it. That's when you were telling me Marie Laveau was coming, your whole theme of your life should be Marie Laveau at that time.
Yeah.
A simple mindset would say, well, he's worshiping her. You get what I'm saying? But the real grits about worshiping is your mindset. You get what I'm saying? He's worshiping her. All he keeps talking about is Marie Laveau. He got Marie Laveau hat, Marie Laveau shoes. Now he want to go to New Orleans, and he's drinking Marie Laveau soda pop and all that kind of shit. He's like, he's just worshiping. He's caught up. But it's more like an obsession. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
You become obsessed.
I went on this Mexican food binge, and I was trying to learn Spanish and all that. Remember when I was younger, was telling me, you know, learn Spanish.
Right. Just go with it.
Do all this, do that. And,
right, yes, sir. Just go with it. That's what I tell you. I pointed this out on Friday. You called in the first time I've ever even knew you existed in this place. You called in and was like, something was telling me to eat fish and marshmallows. And then, you know, so people know this story. And I was like, well, yeah, whatever. But what shocked me is you said, nigga, I ate this shit. is that little thing right there separates men from the boys. Meaning your ego naturally didn't tell you that don't go together. Know what I'm saying? If somebody was at fish and Kool-Aid, you know what I'm saying? All them niggas said, something's telling me to eat fish and Kool-Aid. Well, that shit go together. You know what I'm saying? So that's not really impressive. Somebody tell you eat fish and marshmallows, and if they do it. So it's the mindset that's really going to get people over. So that's, as I always highlight for you, that's the mindset. Just go with it. Don't even try to think about it because it's illogical. And they'll say in the occult, you're actually going crazy with this. You're only going crazy to a reasonable mind. And in the occult, we understand that the reasonable mind is actually the one who's fucking insane. You get what I'm saying? That's the, so you're actually going sane because yourself is not of this world. So it should not be conducive with the thought pattern of this world. So it's all in the thinking. So her mind is the thinking of this world. Worship that. Your mind, to her, because she's rationalizing what you're doing, you're obsessed with it. For instance, when that fucking Baron Zombie shit hit Bobby Hemmett for about 6 goddamn months, every phone call, and Baron Zombie said, and I was doing this, and this one had, you know, this one had a top head, it's Baron Zombie's, but I'm like, goddamn, he becomes obsessed. But then it's actually, but that obsession is actually cultivating something in him instead of something he thinks is outside of himself. You get what I'm saying? So you've got to be obsessed and crazy about your own consciousness. It's got to, you should be consumed in your own consciousness and nothing without. So as you already know, and I know you already know, that's what's going on. You need to, you know, you need to go crazy. You know what I mean? Get a pair of, Bobby came to New York with some goddamn Baron Zombie sneakers on. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was the Gilligan sneakers with the skulls on them shit. And, you know, he don't wear jeans, he wears slacks. So, you know, that's some serious business. He had on dress slacks with some Baron Zombie sneakers. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, that's the type of obsession you got to get into. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That's the type of shit.
Yes, definitely. That's real powerful. Confirmation for me, I know we talked about too, like I said, a lot of these things I was studying, the audio book that will be coming out, Know Your Magic. Everybody knows how I always say that, but the tagline underneath is psycho, sexy, cool, where you go psycho with this information. You literally go crazy with it, and how to go crazy in your own mind, like you were saying. And then, that's some excellent confirmation there. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes, yes. You got to go psycho before you truly get sane. You know what I mean? And see, you could already stop when somebody is just so sane with it. You know what I'm saying? So logical,
right,
trying to break it down. It's like you may be 100% logically right, but you're not doing this. But that's actually, this quite simply is not the process for this. You get what I'm saying? It's not the process. There's so many people that's missing the process. They're so busy intellectually known and breaking down La Santissima Muerte. Even in the chat room, people are, oh, that's just Bridget and all the rest. I already see that already. All of that's true, but how do you experience it?
Right.
Greater and greater and greater. Well, I had a dream about her, and she came and she told me to, you know, use paper towels to wipe my butt. I'm like, okay, is there more? Can you go deeper? How do you go deeper? You know what I mean? It's always a matter of going deeper, you know what I mean, or as deep as you can go. So how is that done? It's simple. You got to start throwing away the logic, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You may hear them, you know, go walk in the woods, you know what I mean, with a pair of flip-flops and suspenders on it. And you know what I'm saying? You got to say, you got to really say, well, is that doable? You know what I'm saying? And you got to start from yes and go all the way down to, I really can't do, I might get arrested. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, that's the process. And, like, again, I'll say, I noticed with Sean that he could talk, he gets the language of his self and is willing to listen. Nobody ever would say fish, something similar to fish and marshmallows, because they would think it's not deep enough to say on the remix, you know what I'm saying? And then again, I pointed out, after that nigga showed me the video of him fucking singing in falsetto, I was going, okay, we can do something with this cat. Because this is already at the mind loss area. He's singing this shit like he's Eddie Kendricks, you know, somebody up high. Big cock diesel nigga singing up high.
La la means I love you.
I'm like, oh,
no,
my
no,
yeah.
Nothing is funnier than Sean. You remember the time we were on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot I would have brung that shit up. One time we called on a three-way. Sean, I told Sean Miss Blue was on the phone too. He's like, oh, I think he thought I meant Miss Blue was on the other line. So I'm talking to these ass me shit.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I said, hold on, somebody else is calling me. I switched over, but both of them are together on the phone. Oh, when I got back to the other line with some shit, you said this nigga was on the phone singing or some shit? What is he singing again?
I can't.
But the funny shit. He's alone. Like, it's not like he's performing. He's alone. He's just thinking he's on a hole. To entertain himself, he just starts singing. And Miss Blue is like, yo, you know I'm on the phone.
When I tell you to this day, I still cannot put into words. Sean was in another world, I promise you.
Like, yeah, he was giving her doo-wops and oop-oop-doops.
I couldn't tell him. I couldn't even get out that, hey, I'm on the phone.
I got back. This nigga said, oh, I am sorry, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No problem, ma'am. That shit. I said, yo, this nigga is not fronting. He is truly insane, yo.
I am crying over here because I'm telling you guys, if I could bottle that up, and let you get a little taste of it.
Oh, y'all niggas would not get out of bed for a week. You was laughing so hard.
Oh, goodness. I laughed for days. And right now, if I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I came back and said, yo, he was getting down, doing background vocals and everything. Like, I'm like, wait a minute, though. The funny shit is, it's not like he thought he's alone in the house doing this shit. Like, who does that? That shit is crazy.
That's how I get into my magical mindset.
I can tell.
Oh, all you need to say after that is Hotep. Is Hotep.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness. Yes, very magical brother right there.
Yeah, this nigga is a straight up wizard. You know what I'm saying? The shit he be doing is most high wizardry. You know what I'm saying? This nigga just went on for a whole weekend about goddamn hot wing potato chips. Did you get them yet? Did you get them? I'm like, man, I ain't eating that shit, son. That shit'll tighten the veins in my neck up. I'm telling you, son, it's something else. It's like eating chicken. But not really eating the chicken. Like, that's the logic. Like, hot wing chips, you know what I'm saying? That's the logic. You know what I'm saying? I told you before, this nigga ate a Hawaiian pizza and died.
Yeah.
They had to rewind. This nigga's crazy. This nigga said, yo, Brandy, ate a Hawaiian pizza and woke up in the hospital. They was just reviving me, kid. And then the nigga told me the whole story about he was in these bubbles. If you look at this shit is wild. Like, this is that. I was in these bubbles with these veins. This nigga told me the illest metaphysical story ever. One of them shows I talked about.
Yeah.
I think it was the ego. This is the same nigga. This nigga died off of eating a pizza. You know what I'm saying? Like a tomaine pizza. It just went out and came back. But one of the things he seen was Kuan Yin. I talked about that the last time I was on the Goddess of Compassion. Now, the Bodhisattvas are male Buddhas, but without the title of Buddha, they're called Bodhisattvas. So they're thinking the same concept. And when they meditate to the point or reach where they're ready for their bliss to move on, they think of the people on earth and come back in the form of Kuan Yin or compassion. And the same story. He's seen his story. He was about to walk down that fucking that highway to no return. Kuan Yin came, talked to him, and he came back to Earth straight off, and he just woke up in the fucking emergency room. Simple as that. So that's some real deal shit and transformation that's going, and a lot of that, I will say, is because of his mindset. And anybody can do it if you get into the mindset. And if you're not clear on what I'm talking about, go to Friday's show, which you can download.
Yes, yes. And don't forget to get all of the shows that Brother Panic was on and all the other guests that come on the remix. If you have iTunes or you have an iPhone, you can certainly just go to iTunes and you can download it there, or you can just download it right here from the remix homepage and just click the little purple icon, which is for the iTunes. It'll take you straight there, or you can download it underneath the player and download it directly to your PC in an MP3 file. So download, download, download. It is a must, so you can have these shows so you can go back later and definitely go over or catch all of the shows that you miss as well. Somebody is saying that the lines are full already, and I see those of you who are on the phone that have questions for Brother Panic, and we will be continuing to take those questions. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines to let me know that you do have your hand up and you're waiting on a question for Brother Panic. All right. So we're ready to take the next call.
Yeah. And I want to say thanks to my man, Sean, because he helped inspire this subject, this weekend subject. So, you know, we'll give him a shout out.
Yes, yes. Peace and love to Brother Sean.
Brother Sean.
King Cook.
Yeah, he said he had a crazy uncle who keeps yelling out that he was a king before. So that's why he got the name King Cook. Like, he was a king, nigga, from Ethiopia. So he said, okay, I'm King Cook, player. You know,
oh, wow.
He got funny-ass stories. So, yep. Let me keep it going.
All right. Well, we're going to continue on. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 719. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Almost Tim calling from Colorado, actually on Sage Street.
All right.
you on Sage Street. Okay. That's
Sage Street. Yeah. Hey, yo, hey, what's up, Panic, man? My question no doubt, man, just chilling on Sage Street, homie, trying to keep it burning for y'all now.
There it is.
No doubt. Well, my question is, man, I'll keep it quick, is what do you think will happen if I align everything, as in I'm going to keep it small and say my life, but, you know, that would equal all the big and all the small at the same time. What do you think would happen if I did that?
Say that question in a different way. If you align everything?
Yeah, you know, as in the super ego, the id, the shadow self, the ego, the self.
Well, the object is to put all of those compartments in your psyche in check and understand how they operate. Basically, that's what the lecture was about. To know the nature of your own thinking apparatus. You get what I'm saying? So where your behavior, the aspects of your behavior, you can define where they come from and therefore put it in its place. At the end of the day, you may not be perfect. Like, I'm not perfect at doing that, but you at least know when you're doing some bullshit and when you're doing some real
bullshit.
Right. You get what I'm saying? You at least know that. So I could say, oh, maybe I shouldn't have ate 2 lollipops. That's some bullshit, but I know what that's from. It doesn't stop my flow. What I think the problem is that people merge it together. That, in fact, what I was talking about, that they're merging all of their consciousness, and really they're only getting to the surface of what it is based upon their persona, their face. I wear the ankh, you know, and I talk this way. And then their collective, the difference between a culture and the self, which means when you're saying we must save this and we must get rid of YT and they're dropping chemtrails, that's great to talk about, but know where it's from. You know what I mean? Yeah. So in other words, like anything, because we love to say in consciousness, wow, you just broke that down. Well, what does that mean when we say we broke that down? That means we put it in its proper place, in its element. We break it down to elements, so then we can chew it up. You know what I mean? So the object of doing this is to line all of that up, but know thyself, know where it's coming from. So if we remember that the goal is to give rise to the true self, what gets in the way? We talked about the shadow self. What's animated? We talked about the animal, which is natural, and the personal that comes on it. What's the player hater, the ego?
Do you think the anima is like equal to the kundalini?
No, kundalini is life force energy. So maybe you could make a comparison. The anima represents your natural urges. You get what I'm saying? Like the best example I gave is then we would have to say, well, is it kundalini that a baby is born and knows to go to the mother's breast? You would say that's not kundalini. That's like anima meant what animates you. There's something that animates you. Now, everything that animates you is your soul, spirit, and the rest of that. But we're talking about how they operate in certain conditions from when you're an infant to an adolescent to puberty to a man to an old man. These things animate and interact with you differently based upon your psyche. The kundalini, you could say, it does many things. It heals. It gives you illumination. It is the life force energy. It's melanated. So, I mean, you could relate all of this stuff together. You get what I'm saying? Which indeed was your first question. Can all this stuff be together?
Yeah.
It is all together. That's what the universe means. Uni, one, verse, song.
Oh, yeah.
But now that you're here, now that you're here under the illusion of separation, you are actually here to investigate these things instead of investigating as a whole. We understand that we're from a holistic point of view, but you're actually here to have a personal experience within the holistic point of view to study aspects of yourself. You get what I'm saying? And it's all the one self. So at the end of the day, melanin, kundalini, your soul, anima, persona, and even the ego is the same goddamn thing. It's just they operate differently in how they interact, how each one affects the other. You get what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about. You know, a scientist may say, yeah, that's lotion, but a real scientist wants to know all the components of lotion. You know what I mean?
Make that lotion into a love potion, I'm trying to tell you.
or just make it into a fucking lotion and get the ash off your knees. You know what I mean?
For real.
Right.
Sometimes it just is what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. On the real. Yeah. I don't know if this would be kosher among our family and friends, but my secret is the universe smell like back pussy and I'm the sun. So it is what it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, shit, that's kosher enough for me, shit. You know, it is what it is. I mean, that's, you know, this is your journey at the end of the day, and all you know, what was lost to us, the key to all, a lot of what I'm saying, Fry, what was lost to us is the language of your true self.
Right.
And that's really it. That language, quite simply, is mythology. So, and that's why I went in detail. Elementary versus we're caught up because it's an ego thing in folklore, Greek mythology, and ours. But no, the elements of it is the same as anything you want to call yours because it is yours. It's just the way they would have to tell their story. So if we get into that and start to understand and see what these symbols are saying, then when those symbols start speaking to us, as Sean just pointed out, well, Latissima Muerte is speaking to me. So what his chore now is to understand what that energy means, because all he's really saying is my power is trying to tell me a story. It comes as Latissima Muerte because that's how your ego needs to hear that story. You get what I'm saying? Your ego needs to hear a story form so it could get it, so it could be relatable to this reality that you're in. But when you put away the relatable characters, we're talking about an energy. You get what I'm saying? So when people like to say, you say one, then they say, well, no, that's just Bridget, or that's just a Sekhmet or Kali and all that. Yeah, that's true, and most people are doing that from their ego just to show they know something. But to understand those correspondences is supposed to what you don't hear in the story of Kali, you can hear in the story of Sekhmet. So what's missing now Bobby Heaven has said all the time, these are now, all of these mythologies are fragmented now. They're not whole mythologies. So if you're dealing with Sekhmet, you have to find her correspondent, let's just say Kali. So if you want to hear more about Sekhmet in this day and age, you should be studying Kali and Los Antiques and Mamawete and the rest of them. And then you'll be able to get a full picture of that energy form and why is it fucking with you at this point. When you merge with it, that means you're giving rise to it within yourself. You are obtaining that power. You are all the gods and all the goddesses. The only reason they have dicks and vagina because you explain it in masculine and feminine polarity, and that's that is all. It's all within you. So these are how these things talk to you. The way Sean was, the way he explained this is fucking with him now, that's because his true self is talking to him. Not because he read a bunch of books, not because he got a lot of Sekhmet Facebook paid pictures up, not because he got the stats.
He just started listening and it made sense. Are you saying
listen closely, let me say it again.
Okay.
That what happens to him happens to all of us.
And I'm
sure that because I get the email. The difference I would say with him is that he'll listen to it with however crazy it is and follow it out. Now, that means he heard the language, and then he's starting to listen, no matter how illogical it is. And once the more he does that, the more you get to understand this language. And as I said to you, that we've forgotten this language. How do I know? Because the same thing will happen to Jane Doe, and she'll email me and go, "Well, what do I do next?" I had a dream about La Santissima Muerte. I didn't know who she was, or I knew a little bit. I read more. I went to the store and bought a statue, but what does it mean and what do I do? So which means what that tells me, it's not even what she is. It's not even a judgment on, well, she ain't deep enough. She didn't read books enough. She ain't Brother Panic enough, or she ain't Sister Blue enough. What it's saying is she's applying the wrong part of her to the true self. As I pointed out, trying to take her ego and change the self, change what's coming from herself into something logical, like paying the rent on every month. That's logical. Getting cable, HBO, that's logical. So she's trying to take something that's illogical of this world and say, well, Panic, tell me something logical I could do next. I said, no, well, all I do is say, well, what did it tell you to do? How did you feel? What did you feel like doing next? What did you feel like eating next? What did you feel what was the message you felt? And they always have an answer. No one says, I don't know. They have an answer. Then my answer is just, okay, why don't you go do that? Well, what's going to happen? I don't know more than you know. You get what I'm saying? In fact, that's the beauty of this shit, that I don't know. That's the mystery of it. Once I say I do know, what did I do? I gave you my perspective from my ego, my personal experience, which you don't need. I'm trying to give you the power to have your own experience. You get what I'm saying? I know what it would mean to me. But you know what I'm saying? You know, I like bananas, you like oranges. Oranges may serve you well, bananas may serve me well. So the concept is to try to get you to be that type of person. So the whole Lecture Friday was, at the end of the day, all that shit works together and is together anyway. But it's all fucked up. We know that much. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we have to break these parts of your thinking and your mind down into areas. Because we are no longer – see, that was the whole thing when I said – if you remember in the lecture, that's why I said you got to listen to the lecture portion. I said a culture from how the baby is brought into this world starts there with building up the anima.
Yeah.
By synchronizing and not making them special, making everybody your mother, takes a village to raise a child, they call everyone father, meaning it doesn't get personal. So the shocks don't get personal. Let's say you had a mother that was harsh or a mother that was too soft. You don't have that because you see all things in all mother figures. So from rites of passage, from the way they raise the baby, from this, that, and the other thing. They were already prepared in synchronicity, and their life is planned out. Remember I said, they say, that's my duty. That's my role. Now that I went through this rites of passage, I get my own fucking hut now. You get what I'm saying? I am going, I have to marry her. I have to do, my father was a farmer, I'm a farmer. What I'm telling you is, they didn't have any time to sit and ponder if shit was going great, because it's laid out for them already. Coming to America, you are the son of a king, you're going to be a king. Fuck you mean you want to tie your shoes for? What's wrong with you? You get what I'm saying? So it's already slayed out. So when you're talking about all this stuff is merged together, that's because we were functioning in a functioning system. It's time, we in the time now where that culture in the classic sense is over, just based upon the torture and the tragedy of America. So with that being said, you know, that's what this whole thing is about, breaking ourselves down to rebuild ourselves. You're under mind control, as I am too. It's about rebuilding yourself,
All right.
All right?
Well, no doubt. Appreciate that, Brother Panic.
No problem, bro.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. All right. Peace. All right. All right. Well,
peace, bro.
Peace. We're going to continue on chatting and chilling with Brother Panic. I know you guys are saying the lines are full. We're going to try to get to as many questions as we can, and I'm sure the lines will get free as we continue on. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 505. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Dar. I'm here in New Mexico.
Okay,
great. Good evening, Ms.
Blue. Good evening.
And good evening, Brother Panic.
Hey, peace, brother.
Peace. So Friday, you brought up an issue that was pretty interesting to me because I did some study with Freud. I guess I need to preface just a little bit, you know, from the frame of reference where it's coming from. So in other words, as we like come down into this, as we come down further into the material realm, the choices we made to do this, and some of us, you know, are going to obviously end up, saying, okay, it's too much right now, I'm done, and others of us will go deeper. What's strange is that Freud's work with the ego and with the id and with all of that system was literally it was misunderstood by a lot of people, including him. The one who understood it was his own nephew, Eddie Bernays, who turned it into what we now call Madison Avenue, which became the most powerful propaganda tool in the history of the world. So literally, Freud was undermined by his own nephew. And so that's one of the things that kind of, you know, took the wind out of his sails. But, you know, because like you were saying, his ego was so deeply involved in what he was doing, he did not see the greater ramifications of what he was releasing into the public realm. And
I, you know, I'm not saying this to dish you. You still there?
I'm here.
Oh, not to be, but, you know, I really don't care. Like, you know, any of them are only dealing with fragments of our mind. You get what I'm saying? They just got here.
Right.
So, understood.
You know, I mean, the best thing we could do is use them as examples because their name is known. You know what I mean? And to give, so they become a teaching tool. That's why I use Carl Jung and Brung up for it. They become a teaching tool so we can get back into our divine mind because it's a frame of reference. I can do all of this shit abstractly. But that's the problem. It's abstract. In fact, as I said on Friday's show, I've been talking about this for a long time.
Yes.
But now here's a methodology, something that's written out that you can understand. This is the same concept. Shit, Bobby, see, remember the part, if you were there Friday, I said, well, Bobby's been talking about this forever when he said, I can cure myself with peat soda. And then I explained it in this concept. So in other words, we shouldn't be getting stuck on them and wondering what they're doing. Again, as I always say, well, what the fuck are we doing? You get what I'm saying? And, you know, so, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be this or
oh, no,
argumentative.
I understand exactly what you're saying. I understand exactly, I mean, in a great concept,
in the big picture, you know, the simple way of saying, I don't give a fuck what they doing. You know what I mean? The question should be, what the fuck are we, what breakthroughs you got today? You know
right.
what I'm saying? Well, what,
okay.
let's give it that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand. I think the reason I brought it up is basically is so I was trying to broaden the understanding of how powerful the ego is and how it can take you down if you're not focused in the right area. I mean, we're all dealing with this, but all of us are dealing with this at a different level. So what I'm saying is that what I was trying to say is that because of what happened, because it was so close to home, one can understand how the ego can literally take you out. I mean, Freud died a broken man because of that, and also because of Jung leaving him. But like you said, Jung understood. He began to understand the symbol, so there was no place for him to go back, but back to because he recognized what those systems meant. Freud never did. And so basically what I'm trying to say is that it's real easy to get lost in dealing with things that around the ego and that whole realm, you know, persona, the whole bit. It's really easy to get lost because basically it's a system of identification for this realm. And that identification is with self, you know, so it's just a very good place to be.
This is exactly what I've been talking about.
Yeah,
understand
that's exactly.
that. This has been answered before when this realm is an illusion. So, and the ego is a product of this realm. So the entire concept, it's not like you got lost in the ego. The mere fact that you came down into this realm is your first day of being lost. You get what I'm saying? It's your first day of being lost.
Yes, sir.
There is a the mere fact a roach runs when it turns on the light is an ego. You get what I'm saying? The mere fact that you flinch is the ego. So what you see, to even build on their Johnny come latelys with this shit. What they were trying to explain the ego to a whole bunch of motherfuckers with egos. You get what I'm saying? So all of that shit is like, you know, niggas sit your ass in the corner type thing with them. You get what I'm saying? So like I said, they're just a frame of reference. To even, you know, I was reading them when I was a kid. I don't even remember that shit. You get what I'm saying? We the grown-ups here and. In fact, all we're trying to do is try, you know, in fact, I already did a whole show on the ego. You know what I mean? The ego just happened to come up in this context. So you're not getting past the ego. Getting lost in the ego is almost like it's redundant. You know what I'm saying? That's almost like, you know, making a pot of spaghetti and saying, you know, I'm not going to be slurping this. No, you're going to be slurping it. You know what I'm saying? It's spaghetti.
Yes, sir.
You can't get around it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You can't get around it. So, I mean, like, you know, so I want, in other words, and I'm trying to say it nice, I want to move on from this. You get what I'm saying? This is like, really, for the audience that we talk to, this is like, really, like, I want, you know, I'm not trying to make it on you. This is kind of irrelevant. You know what I mean? You know, we got to see our story and everything everyone does. And I really don't care about their story or what happened on Madison Avenue. You know, all this shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Broadway, Lenox Avenue, Malcolm Martin Luther King Boulevard, all that shit is fucked up and the worst shit that ever happened. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I'm not trying to play you off or nothing like that, but you know, what I'm trying to do with the little bit of occult concepts that they were able to use was try to put some real occult concepts in it for us. That's what's happening here. Not to go to them, but to show you there with their little feeble minds were trying to do something that we've done for millions of years. Concept that we already explained. So, you know, I'm going to keep it there with this and, you know, and thank you for the call, you know, bro.
Yes,
I appreciate the input. I appreciate the input, bro.
All right. Thank you for calling in. All right. We're going to continue here live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 856. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay. I guess they're having their conversation. 856? Yeah. Okay, we can't
He's
hear
ordering
them.
The pizza.
Yeah. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. How you doing? This is Mo. I'm calling from Philly.
Okay. Greetings. Greetings. Who's on the line again?
My name is Mo.
Okay. Greetings. Greetings.
Shout out to Philly.
I got a couple questions. I don't want to go too far off topic. My main thing that I want to do is deal with numbers. I do a lot of studying, and since I came in contact with you, Pam, you really broadened my horizon to a whole lot of things, and I stopped putting myself in a box and just focusing on one thing and start studying everything.
Glad to help, brother.
Yes.
That's always a good story. Glad to be able to help you in your path.
I appreciate it. So,
sure.
I love hip-hop, and over the years, I would hear about the Nation of Gods and Earths through hip-hop. So now a lot of books have come out about them. I've been studying them. But I want to really get into the number system. Like, I sent you the email. I came across the book, the Divine Triangle. And and I've seen that you put a – C. Freeman L. did a whole lecture, man. You put it
right.
on your blog,
right.
YouTube. How do those can you help me understand a lot of numbers? And another thing I heard with them, they talk about being God. You know, I understand that we are God, and I've read the scriptures, and it says it plenty of times, but us being God, is there an ultimate creator higher than that?
Well, I'll tell you two things. The first thing is this, and I've said this before, and this is easily studied. God is the creator, right?
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's the creator. That title goes to the creator of this place. There is a creation or a reality before creation. That's usually called the reference that is the chaos realm. So technically, we are actually chaos beings and older than the gods. The gods are our children. Cause you can make a deity right now to serve you. There's a book called Creating Magical Entities. And it's a god. And so we gave birth to the gods. Let's say you were in E5. What you think? Oshunim just came and said, let me tell you something. It was channeled, created, characteristics was given to them by us. And then now we're serving them, but they were there to serve us first. So technically everyone is, I'm a god and I'm a goddess. Actually, you older than that. And those were called titans, the great old ones. When you hear the story, the Titans were the fathers of Zeus and the rest of the gods, Kronos. And he used to make his wife, what's her name, Rhea, used to give, he used to swallow his kids. And she gave him a rock and hid Zeus until he grew up. Then he cut his father up, made him throw up his brothers and sisters, which was the rest of the Titans, you get what I'm saying? And they created this creation. That's why they sit over it as these gods. You get what I'm saying? But these gods, but then the story goes on that the Titans were thrown in the underworld. Well, that means your soul was thrown in a body on Earth. They go as far as to say, see, these gods are actually your enemy. They say all the water that was on Earth, Zeus threw salt in that shit so we couldn't drink it. That's why most of the water on this Earth is covered by sea salt. You get what I'm saying? Because the melanin that's us, that's older, needs to be activated by water. So we're actually older than gods. You get what I'm saying? Now, what's the create? All of this is about light, just given names. So is there an older creator or older creation? Know this. They'll say in the study that the brain that you fell into is way beyond trying to fathom that. So you get the concepts. So the concept is, and your soul is that original spark of light. Get what I'm saying? So then when you say you're in the image of God and the image of this and you are that, that is based upon your soul. You following what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if let's pretend this is something else, that there's a creator that's over a creation, over a creation, over a creation. Don't matter, it's you because that spark is in you. You get what I'm saying? Now, you're covered by that with humanity, the ego, persona, and all the rest of those things that we talked about. You're trying to get to realize that thing,
not just on Earth, because when you die, if you don't realize that thing, you can go into another incarnation. You just won't know where to go. You get what I'm saying? So you just get into another body. Some people say in the spirit world, but after a while, they get sucked back into another baby's body unless they're able to move on. You get what I'm saying? So in other words, so people refer to it as the Most High and all the rest of those things. You know, everyone's going to see it the way their perspective for seeing it. You get what I'm saying? But if you just plain study the science, there's no telling what it is you are. And what I pointed out before, that's the great news. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, because once you start to say what it is you are, you already done fucked it up, because you're on the earth. Just the same way if you ask the monkey what is the greatest idea you could come up with, he's going to say peanuts, bananas, and fucking other monkeys. You get what I'm saying? Because he now has a monkey mind. You get what I'm saying? You now have a human mind. So there's always, this is what you will notice in any system. There's always a faction of nothingness. You get what I'm saying? Because it's not that it's nothing. It means that it's nothing to your mind, because it's beyond anything you can think of with the apparatus that you are now given called the human mind. Now, with the numbers, the genius of Elijah Muhammad and Father Understanding, who started the Nation of Gods and Earth, was they were dealing with Kabbalah. What is it? Gematria is the numerical aspect of the Kabbalah, right? Gematria, right? I think that shit is just so. They'll say numerology is Gematria's bitch. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
So if you fucking with numerology, that's good, because numbers symbolize this, that, the other. But let's pretend, as you pointed out, that you don't want to be stuck or stuck in one area. It says in the occult, the next level is the gematria, which comes out of the Kabbalah system, where all numbers are equal to letters. So with that, you get to understand the universe, because everything you could bring up has a numeric equivalent. So when the numbers add up, say something is 4, 5, 6. See, I can't remember the number, but in other words, serpent and Messiah add up in gematria, which says unequivocally, without a story, without a philosophy going past your ego, that they are the same thing. So then you got the serpent in the tree, which proves he's a Messiah and not the classic idea of the devil. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, for your numbers thing, get into the gematria aspect of Kabbalah, which will then lead you to all forms of Kabbalah. But I will tell you this. Me and I can tell you 10 other motherfuckers where the spirit has came to them and said, do not get stuck in Kabbalah. You will be in that motherfucker forever, because that is explaining a goddamn matrix. They say every Sephiroth is a goddamn another Malkuth, and Malkuth is the beginning, so which means it's the beginning of another tree. And another tree. And what that is called is subdimensions. Subdimensions. You'll be there forever. So you got to take that and not get stuck there. But it is, as is all of our ancient science, another tool that we can use to be added into the collective portion of our study. So many things are fragmented. So many things are not complete. This is one of the things Bobby Hendrick talks about. It would be folly to stay in one system, because you're getting an incomplete system. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to kind of mix and match and be everywhere. You know what I mean? There are things that are going to attract you more, like you said, the numbers. So if you can go into that, study that hard, and base everything on it, because once you know that back and forth, you're going to see how other things correspond. The key is to get to other things. Because let's say you learn everything you need to learn about number 7, you can get into some other, Hindu mythology and learn a whole other thing about the number 7. There's a book, let me get it for you right now. This is what you should get. You should not walk, but you should run to get this book, The Complete Magician's Tables.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
It's by Stephen Skinner, Stephen, last name Skinner, The Complete Magician's Tables. And what that does is every single system from
And it says, the most complete tabula set of magic, Kabbalistic, angelic, astrolic, alchemic, demonic, geomantic, grimoire, gematria, I Ching, tarot, pagan, pantheon, plant, perfume, character correspondence is in this motherfucker. And what that means is, let's say you take the number 7. Out of everything that I just said to you, you can look on every page and see what the number 7 means in Kabbalah, what number 7 means to the angels, astrological, alchemic, demonic, gematria. You follow what I'm saying? Meaning you can find what 7 means all across the world, a whole heap of systems in one book. This book comes after Aleister Crowley's book, which is 777 and other Kabbalistic writings of Aleister Crowley. He has tables of correspondence in there. But this guy is the newer, updated with more. He points out on the book much more tables than Crowley's 777 tables. So that's something you could get if you're interested in numbers. So let's say you're doing a birthday thing. You can see what your birthday is all in many a different systems, brother. All right? So does that answer it for you?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Really appreciate it.
Get that
book, though. Get that book, bro. You will. That will be a great breakthrough for your interest at this point. You get what I'm saying? Now, and I just want to say one more thing about the any form of the Creator or the Most High, whatever you want to call it, whatever concept, that's actually what you're down here trying to do, to realize that. You get what I'm saying? To realize that. Eddie Murphy was in Coming to America. He knew he was slated to be the king. He didn't feel like it. He had to come down to America, which represented Earth, find a different form of love to bring it back to the kingdom to then become the king. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Then to prepare himself for the king. So it's the same thing. Whatever that is, whatever anybody would call it, let's say you find some information beyond what I've told you today, still, this is what you need to know.
Yeah.
It's fucking you. It's you at the end of the day. It's you. So whether you call yourself God, Titan, Great Old Ones, or goddamn, you know, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Pinocchio,
or
it's
Pookie.
You. Right, Pookie, Mook, Nook, Shanika Quayta, all of those things are different versions of that original source. We come down here to experience it outside so we can see ourselves, actually. Yeah, this is how you act with the color red. Yeah, this is you. You're a Crip walking nigga and all the rest of that kind of shit. Yeah, you ate glue. You know what I'm saying? And all the rest of that kind of shit. So it's all you experiencing and learning from you. Every single person you interface with is you trying to figure out yourself. Every single person, from someone who you just seen in the supermarket to someone who you spent, you know, 30 years of your life with. So whatever name or concept they're calling, what you need to know that it is you.
It is
your soul.
Yes.
Your true self. You know what I mean?
Yes. And we're going to continue. I see you guys still holding on the phone lines. We're going to keep taking questions, Q&A with Brother Panic. And for those of you who want to reach out for herb packs, you want to get some of the baths, the amazing baths, baths for prosperity, baths for cleansing, baths for spirit removals, negative energy,
whatever
you need baths for, definitely you want to get at Brother Panic for that because he mixes those formulas very nicely for you. And, of course, everyone knows about the powerful 2.0 International Herb Pack.
Herb Pack right now. Internationally known. Yes, all of these ingredients, let me be clear on it. Herb Pack, baths. Anything that I put together is channeled. These are things that when I was heavy into channeling remedies for myself, I did these for myself and myself only, now to be shared. So this is not stuff from a book. This is combination. And I'll do you one better. When people ask, let's say they need a negativity bath. It's rare I'll ask, but sometimes I ask, well, what's going on? Because just the way they ask and talk in their email, the aggression or the submission in their email, I can tell what to put together for them. Some people are so neutral, you'll hear me once in a while go, well, tell me briefly what's going on without all your business. Well, I don't know, you know, is it bad luck? Is it bad family? Is it bad this? And put it together all based upon channel, you know what I mean, and picking up on your energy. So it's something you want to do. Like I said, my recommendation, and I even like it when it's actually simple, get an herb pack and a CD, one CD. The smoke a herb pack, get that CD, get you in the zone, and, you know, internationally well-known. I've sold herb packs to Swaziland, Cambodia, Bangladesh, you name it. Somebody is listening to the goddamn remix for sure. Y'all
yes.
need to know. It ain't just y'all in the chat room
who
y'all
are
chopping it up. You should see the motherfucker. I was listening to you on Miss Blue. I'm like, goddamn, nigga, you Cambodian. How is you doing that? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's like, yo, you be kicking it on Miss Blue. I'm like, goddamn, nigga. You from Switzerland and shit. Who, what nigga is in Switzerland listening to the fucking Inception? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
that
all
Inception
of the world.
Where you from? Switzerland. Switzerland,
yes.
Nigga. What the fuck are you doing?
Japan, and I'm not just talking about Americans. We're talking about people that this is where they're from and where they live.
Yes, born and raised. Not out
yeah.
here and went. Born and raised in that motherfucker.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
it's baffling. I thought Blue was gassing it up a little bit.
No.
Good evening to the world. She was like, good evening to the world. Oh, my internet. Like, you know, it's about three niggas. You know what I mean? That's over there on vacation. Hell no, she ain't bullshitting, goddamn. Motherfuckers be called Zulu niggas. Brother Panic, I just want to reach out to you to tell you the herb pack is the bomb, nigga. I am waiting for my reading from Miss Blue. Like, damn, where the fuck is you from, nigga?
Yes.
Because I'm from Ghana.
You know, from everywhere, from New Zealand. Let me give some of the countries. And also just healing and energy and understanding and light to Norway. To everything that's
right.
going on there, at people we have to date, I have done, as you know, at this point, hundreds, if not thousands, of readings. And actually, last time we checked, Sister Munya, over 23 countries, 23
Damn.
Countries that people just contact. And like I was saying, they're authentic to their native, to where they're from, Japan. I was talking
right,
to Mark,
right,
telling him
or,
he was like. Wow, you got people from, yes, that are Japanese contacting, you know, New Zealand, all over the world that's contacting. So the message is clear, and that's a contribute to everyone that's on the remix. Definitely, you know, you, Brother Panic, myself, and all of the remix family, you know, just for that energy being out there. So.
Oh, yeah. And believe you me, this information ain't just some side shit. Mark. Is in Japan, the brother Mark
yes.
in Japan. If you don't know, that's all, he puts up all those YouTube under 169.
Yes.
They already know the numbers, 1959.
Yeah,
1966,
yeah, 011.
Okay. He, when he emails me, he tells me them Zen, Zen Buddhists and all the rest of the motherfuckers, they sit down around him. They invite him to the mountain and want to hear what he's got to say.
Yes.
They want to touch him and recognize him as a master.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying? So this, you know, that's all of this, you the underdog shit, all that shit is an American mind control
yes, it is.
Program. You get what I'm saying? No, the motherfuckers be on some Brother Panic shit. There was some cats from India, straight up. Indian niggas, when I told this story when I used
yeah.
to work, I used to work in IT, and I did all this magic, got me a whole fucking section by myself. You just sit there and just study. And so they had people with training from India, so they would come over, straight up Indian. Them, long story short, by the time they left, to this day, oh, they want some Brother Panic shit. Let me hear the next lecture. We talking about this nigga, that level of the game. One time I came in drunk. I used to come in drunk every day. Came in drunk and started channeling on that. You Hanuman, you Shiva, you this. How the fuck do you know that? Started breaking down the caste system. And them niggas, every nigga I said, them niggas said, yeah, they do their poojas to them. You get what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you some shit right now. I said it before, but I'll say it now. And this was some spiritual shit. One nigga came down. And nigga said, we need you to meet him. He wasn't even seated in my area. He came down from upstairs. They said, this nigga do poojas to Kali. I said, oh, bring him to me. This nigga told me some shit that I've never seen in a book. Because you would get confusing information about Kali. She is She is a goddess and the mother and enlightenment and all given. Ooh, Mahakali.
Right.
They would get see her with fangs and blood and skeletons. Like, nobody explains that difference. Later, I found in a book where they'll say a line, which you can kind of say, well, her cosmic version is Mahakali. But on Earth, since she's fighting ignorance, I did a whole show on it.
Yeah.
And you can get it in the archives here. You know, but since she's fighting the ignorance of humanity, that's why you're seeing her fit. But he said, I'm going to tell you how you invoke that shit. He said, when you want the mother, Kali, you say her pujas forward. When you want the wrath of Kali, you say her pujas backwards.
Yeah.
I said, oh, my nigga. Now we get that. So if you want to put Kali on somebody's ass, you can go online, get her pujas, say them backwards. You get what I'm saying? Say them backwards. And that's how you get the wrath. You get what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Do it responsibly, folks. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, please, y'all do.
Yeah, because somebody say some shit you don't like on Facebook, y'all niggas be doing backwards pooch.
Right. That's
you know, you know, don't be silly with it. Just, you know.
Yes.
Now, but they used to tell me wild shit. They told me this magical shit. One of the cats, the Hanneman cat, he's still my man. He's like, yo, he said, you can come to live at my house in India, kid. He said, you can come and stay as long as you want. So I ain't going there, kid. I don't fuck with goat and all that kind of shit, and I ain't about that heat. And as spiritual as the Ganges River is, that shit look dirty as hell.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to wash up in the Ganges or none of that. You see all them niggas be wringing their shit out, and like, hell no. So he's laughing, but he said there's a temple out there that's leaning, just like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yes.
He said, then you walk into it, when you look out the windows, everything is straight.
Mm-hmm.
He said there's a tower in there that floods every day at the same time. They don't know where the water comes in. He said it just floods, the water retracts, everybody goes in praise, it floods again. Crazy shit. He told me more, and they can't explain this temple. But the difference is they don't try to explain it. They just go do work. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit at that time, but them motherfuckers. So what am I getting at here? What I'm getting at here is this message is received. It sounds real niggery and real personal to a few niggas who are on some shit. But you got to think, when we was teaching the world, what do you think we was doing? Matter of fact, who do you think it was? You get what I'm saying? It was the same OGs, kid. It was the same OGs doing the same thing. So when they were setting up their things, it was the same energy in the message that you hear now. You get what I'm saying? So it wasn't like all that shit came later on, above and beyond and in and without. All that shit is fucking fantasy. So them niggas connected with the message. That's where the Sri Ramakrishna, and I can't believe I'm going to forget this guy's name again, who I did the lecture on, Sri Rama's boy, it'll come back to me. Anyway, he told me he went to America for the conference, got the 5-minute ovations by saying my brother's in the West. And I told you that dude said that to me and was telling me that, and I didn't realize he was making a connection. Sri Ramakrishna in those guys was coming through. It's going to come to me. You know, I'm get a name in a minute. Vivekananda. Thanks, Esther. Vivekananda in my Manda, where I go and drive my Honda. Now, Vivekananda and them were coming through this guy, because he said Vivekananda to my brothers in the West. And I thought he was just telling me, it came to me in a dream that it was Vivekananda talking to them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, and I spoke about it on that night. Now, so I know that's a big sidebar. We get to question, but I guess what I'm saying is we got to stop seeing ourselves as this is some side little message. This is the message of this planet being delivered through the ones who speak to you. It's all of our story being delivered through the medium of us. But this is the story of the planet. Ain't no all that other shit is just frills, whistles and bells, shit we created before. And it's old to them. They doing it because there's nothing better. They waiting for something new. So you think, well, you know, panic just hard and talk all this shit. No, they love that shit too. Cuckoo niggas, you wouldn't believe. You give them something like, what are you doing listening to me? Oh, brother, panic. I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But it's, you know, this is all of our stories, and it represents all of us. You get what I'm saying? So we got to know, we running this. This is us. You know what I mean?
So much. I want to give a shout out to someone in the room, and that's Craig from the UK. Want to put him on blast, but I want to give a big shout out to Craig from the UK. He's in the chat room listening in, and
our man Craig, the one I talked to that time. What up, Craig W? All right, what up, bro? Yeah, my man was getting down with the Get Down at the time. He found out he was a king in his Akashic Records. He's trying to something else, you know, where I had to get on the phone. I said, let me get some of this shit right here. This shit is fly. So, yeah, you know, shout out to my man. Denise Robinson just asked in the chat room, does anyone know the link to the Pujas I'm talking about? Pujas are like prayers to the deity. So they're all over. Like, if you just say Pujas to Kali, they'll probably show you 1,000 Pujas. If you went on Amazon and said Pujas to Kali, to Hanuman, any of the deities, you can get them in the book. Is her Pujas, any one of the Pujas, maybe a Puja for something that you see fit, and all you got to do is just say the words backwards from bottom to the top. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Pujas are not, I said I didn't give detail because they're easy to find. You could just Google that. That's almost like just saying, you know, what's the Lord's Prayer? You know what I mean? Our Father that art in heaven. It's not that deep. It's a known thing. The trick is to say hers backwards to get her wrath going. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take another question if you're ready, Blue.
All right, so here we go. We're going to take some more questions. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you have a question for Brother Panic, and press 1 when you get on the phone lines. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 813. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. This is Takia from Tampa. Hi, Panic.
Greetings.
Hey, how you doing? Howdy.
Let me get you off speaker. We're having a hard time staying in the chat room for some reason. I don't know. But anyway, I just wanted to call and let you know that even though I missed Friday's show, I did download it.
Okay.
And I really hate I missed it. But anyway, I did get a chance to listen to it. Mm-hmm. And it really intrigued me when you started talking about the fairies because I had well, you don't know this, but with Miss Blue, I just got my Akashic reading, and some of the things that came up were like mermaids. Mm-hmm. So I'm steady researching mermaids, and I keep coming up with fairies.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't understand why. So I was like, well, okay, maybe I'm supposed to be studying fairies. So there are a couple of them that I did kind of, what's the word for it? I don't know, connect to. But anyway, once I heard the show, I was like, fuck, I was supposed to be looking up fairies.
Yes, and, if I remember correctly, fairies came up too. The fairy
I got that stuff written down, but I don't have my journal with me right now. But anyhow, so I know you had said on the previous show to go feed my tree some pork. I have a tree out front that I used to talk to and sing to as a child. But,
there
you know,
you
the older you get, you know. You
know, it seems like it's silly or whatever, right?
Right.
Right. So let me tell you, I took out some meat last night, some ground turkey, I made spaghetti today for last night.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandmama had these ham hocks in the freezer. So I was like, okay, well, I don't know if the ham hock's supposed to be thawed out before I put it by the tree or frozen or whatever. So I just took the ham hock, you know, they was frozen, but I was like, okay, maybe the tree won't mind. I used to have a name for my tree as a kid, but I can't recall right now. Maybe I'll, you know, go sit by the tree and ask him whatever. But so anyway, I got a paper plate. not knowing if I should use some good ceramic plate or whatever. I got a paper plate because I didn't want to hear my grandma's mouth. Because I'm over here with her right now. And I sat it by the tree, and I said a little prayer, and I talked for a little bit. So I came upstairs, did a little bit of reading, and went to sleep. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, my dreams was off the chain.
Off the chain, player.
I'm talking about I was climbing these mirrors, going to these different places. I was like, when I went through one mirror, I was like somewhere in the 1800s sitting in an old-time theater, like the kind you hear about Abraham Lincoln and Sydney where he got shot at or whatever.
Right.
And I just sitting there like, what the fuck? But anyway, I ain't gonna take up too much of your time. I was like, God damn, that shit didn't take no time. Okay, well, it's all right to put out some frozen poke. But anyways.
Right.
It was like three episodes where I would leave the theater and go to the restroom and climb through the fucking mirror.
Right.
Now, mind you, I don't know if they had mirrors in the 1800s.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I don't know.
Mirrors a gateway.
Mirror's
a gateway.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a gateway.
Every mirror that I climbed through, mm-hmm. I ended up in some type of theater setting. You know, getting ready to see a show, and it's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know what was going on with that, but I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to sit down and do some old, you know, inner work on that to see what the hell that's going on, but...
And I'm breaking my oath of not decoding dreams, but you earned it. See, your intention was to recommunicate with the tree in the fairy world. So they're trying to tell you how to do it. You know what I mean? So this is where you need to ponder. You may need to look at certain movies that may have come to mind about fairies or something that, wait a minute, let me look at this movie again. You get what I'm saying? In a theater setting, mm-hmm. you follow what I'm saying? And in other words, what you're looking for in this case may be more inspirational through a movie than a book for you. You get what I'm saying? See, if this was happening to me, I'm saying, okay, I'm going to look up fairies, and I start with the books, and I'm seeing theaters, I'm like, no. Let me look through my movie collection with the mindset that I have with this intention. Let me see what movie comes. Let me see if I feel like watching a movie from my childhood. Now, you said you already used to talk to the tree during your childhood. What was your favorite movie?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I would go just get the cartoon Walt Disney, Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, Captain, Hook with Robin Williams, Peter Pan. Anything I could do and watch it and see what happens with the fairies, because they're kind of telling you you're going to go through a gateway, which is the mirrors, in this theater setting. You get what I'm saying? And then they show you they said it was an old movie, so you may want to look at that kind of thing. And I don't know why I continuously plug Netflix, but you may want to get Netflix, because there's thousands of movies for about $10 a month that you may be able to look through and just find them and watch them on your computer. And if you have a game, station,
PlayStation and an Xbox.
Oh, then you good. Download it from there, $10 a month. I mean, even if that's a good deal, even if you was using that for your humanity, for real. you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think something's going to come by way of movie for you. Don't mean not get the books, but I would look there. Try to go. I'm gonna tell you exactly what you need to do. Try to remember some of your childhood movies that
I used to love. Gremlins around that time. That was my shit.
Start watching that kind of
Gremlins.
Shit because what is going to put you in back in. You might not know find out shit about fairies watching that movie, but it will put you in a child mindset to get into the fairy world. You follow what I'm saying? Or re-enter it spiritually. You get what I'm saying? So you got
to... Right,
so
I used to go through gate holes during that time, too, but I used to go through the cabinets.
Right. Yeah, shit. That's valid because remember there was a child movie called Indian in the Cupboard.
Right. Yeah.
Which
was
the gateway. You know what I'm saying? Anything in the box, anything in the door on this plane, especially a mirror, represents the gateway. You going through the illusion. You walking through the illusion. So usually, as you said, you'll stop. You stop this behavior. And you know you was doing, you were already there. In other words, they were saying you was already there as a child,
as
Ms. Blue said in the Akashic record reading. You were always there as a child. And mermaids are real closely related to the fairy kingdom. You would almost say they're the fairies of the sea, almost.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Depending on how hard there's a darker mythology on it, because in Peter Pan they deal with the mermaids too. Now, with that being said, that you were already doing it. So you in the old theater, which they're trying to say you need to go back. You get what I'm saying? You go back, and clearly you're saying you just need to watch the movies of your childhood, Wizard of Oz and all that. It'll put you in the energy field of your childhood, and then you can get back to where you was already, to what you was already doing. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to do that. I also knew this, too. You could always tell a fairy motherfucker when they're on Earth is the motherfuckers who can't stop smiling. You ever see those people? You remember them more when they're young because they get harder. You know what I'm saying? You just be sitting there. We used to giggle, my man. We used to call him Goof. You know what I'm saying? Yo, watch Goof.
Yep.
Watch you start smiling. And then you'll just start smiling. I can't stop smiling. You know what I'm saying? That's a fairy motherfucker. Goof was a fairy-ass nigga. You know, but not, you know, he was a good fairy. But I don't want to say her last name, even though it's on Facebook. But you all know Karen, if y'all, because she's a good friend of mine. That motherfucker is a fairy. You get what I'm saying? Karen N. I don't know. She probably would tell me to say her name, but I'm not going to take the assume it. But she can't fucking stop showing her teeth and giggling.
Yeah.
I'm like, you a fairy motherfucker. Then she did some work. Came up with all this fairy shit, got fairy tattoos and all the rest of that shit. So in other words, you know, there is, you, without getting off the topic, a lot of this, see, we look at us, we are one big black body, but why we don't get along with some people, and I've talked about the shadow, a lot of people who you walk in the room and you don't get along with is because you're actually looking at what's in your shadow. And since you oppressed it in yourself, you're looking at it and it bothers you so much. Now, you may say, well, I'm bothered because this guy is a liar. That could be in your shadow that you're an actual liar that's fronting like you're not. Or it could be that same liar guy to the next person, you go, he is a liar, but I don't care because it's not in his shadow. You know what I'm saying? It's something that he's not dealing with when he's here. So now, I don't even remember why I brought that shit up now. I forgot. But, I'm getting old. But do exactly what you're doing. So, like I said, why I can understand your dream is because I understand the language itself. And that's what that show was about, the language of yourself. When you did a physical act, throwing them frozen ass ham hocks in front of the tree, it's inspired. See, okay, what inspires the self to move when there's a conflict in your ego?
For instance,
you're a Christian all your life, and then you meet and you think Islam is bad, but then you meet some people who represent Islam, and you see they're just like you. Now this starts to move the self. And then you start getting messages. So everything you – so if you understand, that's how life moves the self. Most people don't listen, or most people may change their mind and say, you know, some Islam ain't that bad. You see people all the time. I used to be a Christian. Now I'm a Scientologist. Something in Christianity conflicted with the ego, the persona, and the rest of that, and they listen to themselves, and now maybe they went to the next level, and they're a Nuwabian or something. Now, the idea is you're supposed to be running into friction and to stimulate the self, but the self does not speak the same language or we have forgotten the language of the self. So once you, when, as we talked about in the beginning of the show, once you listen to the little things that the self has to say, like La Santísima Muerte, fish and marshmallows, then there's complex stories that the self will start to tell you that you will be able to understand. For instance, you were the little girl who were who already was communicating with nature, with the trees. You were talking to the trees, talking to the fairies. The end. What happened that made you stop? It's very simple. It's called humanity.
Right.
Somebody said you need to learn your threes times table. You had to get, nobody had to beat it out you or embarrass you. You just have to learn your threes time tables. A young lady should be crossing her legs. A young lady doesn't say that. Say please, say thank you. Sit up straight, eat all your vegetables. Just a lifetime of that, you don't have time to do what you were doing, and it no longer seems logical. So that means that language that was telling you to go hug a tree and do all of that is shut down. So now we're in a place where we have to I'm clear, if you were doing it, you were getting joy out of it. But regular life, that goes to your shocks. That goes to your shadow system now. Now you feel embarrassed to hug a tree. You know what I'm saying? But tell the truth. I feel embarrassed if I was just in the middle of the street and said, fuck it, I'm going to go hug that tree. You'll be embarrassed. So it's in your shadow, even though you want to. You know what I'm saying? It's in your shadow. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't be at a club. You see a kid and go, oh, look at the kitty. You got to be hard if you're a man. You know what I mean? You're in front of your friends. Ooh, look at the kid. But you want to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not frightening. Because, you know, who don't like a cat? You know, or a puppy. Now, so which means you, everything is a performance and holding back and shut down based upon shocks. The dreams are how the shock system, which sits upon the self, is communicating with you. It's telling you. Because remember, now you said, I used to do that. How do I get back to that? I'm going to throw these hand blocks down and see how I get back. So you already programmed yourself with a question. The self, out of the shadow, in the dream, answered. But then we don't remember that language no more. So it's like, what does it mean when I'm sitting in the movie theater with I appreciate you saying, no, I'm going to figure that shit out. You know what I'm saying? But if you're immersed in the self, all that shit comes as if I was saying, this is what you need to do. So you see, symbolically saying, sitting in the old movie theater, old movies. That's more, you got to think, because remember, it's still being filtered through the ego, so you got to think how does it practically apply to me? Oh, that means just watch movies. Oh, the fairy kingdom is your child. It starts becoming obvious when you understand the symbols. One of the things you know I always say, got to get into the mythology, the symbology. Once you understand the symbols, you understand how whatever you want, your higher self, the deities, the spirits, the gods, the demons are talking to you. They talk in symbol form. That's how your self talks as a symbol. Old movie theater, gateway, mirrors. You get what I'm saying? So how do I? So then you say, well, how do I get to that gateway? I got to watch old movies. It's just really as simple as that. And then it's obvious, well, I used to hug the tree when I was a child. I got to watch old movies to get back into that mood. I got to get Gremlins. I got to get this. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's not complicated if you let yourself go with it. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying it to you. I'm just saying it in general. If you just let yourself go, that's why. The ham hocks is from your heart. So they could be almost any way. You get what I'm saying? Just the mere fact you said, fuck it, I'm going to give my grandmother's hand hawks is enough to get in to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you got to let her in.
And her mom
you know what
get
saying?
Cussed out later.
Right. She done, you know, somebody going to walk in, who the fuck ate my hawks? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So you know that's coming down the pipe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, so that alone says, you know, so it's all about your intention, which has always been said before. Your intention is pure. You got it. So you got to get back into that child mindset. Simple as that.
Did you see the movie Afterlife?
With Matt Damon. That one.
I don't know. I don't know the characters. They look familiar.
The one
kind of looked familiar a little bit.
Well, the one where he was reading people and didn't want to read their fortunes.
No, he was talking to dead people, communicating with them. He was what you call the people who embalm you and all that, dress you?
Oh, yeah, where did I see that at? And wait a minute, but he was being accused of killing him or something like that?
Yeah.
Is that the one? Yeah, I didn't see it. They did what? Oh, did that?
I didn't see
the beginning. It looked good. It looked metaphysical. Let me see. Afterlife. I'm going to look it up now. 2009. Yeah. Christina Ricci was in it where she was talking to him, but he was killing them. They were alive. He just kept hitting them up with some paralyzing
shit.
Watch
that again, Panic.
All right, because didn't he kill the boyfriends at the end?
You got to watch that again, Panic.
Right, I'm gonna watch it again, cause I watch it again because I've seen it from the middle at night, and it looked good. But I was like, is he killing them or is he talking to the dead? And I remember he was trying to teach the kid to talk to the dead or whatever. Oh right,
he was just trying to cultivate it.
But he was trying to cope with it or something, right? And the, at the end, didn't he fuck up the dude's car and make him die though? But they try to make
it again, Panic.
Nah, I'm going to watch it again just because you said so. But I thought they were trying to play it like throughout the whole movie. You didn't know if she was really dead and she wasn't trying to cope with death. She was trying to hold on. And he was trying to say, no, you need to let go. But at the end, I thought they showed him shoot the dude up because at the end you said, okay, she was really dead. He was being real and he was trying to teach the kid how to cope. And then didn't the son is with Liam Neeson and Christina Ricci. Didn't the boy, well, I don't remember it, but I'm going to watch it again on your say-so.
Please
see,
it
looks like
it
looks
everybody out there in Remix Land, get it. It's a keeper.
Yeah.
Netflix, like Patty said.
Afterlife is Liam Neeson, Christina Ricci, and Justin Long was her boyfriend. 2009 Affleck. I remember seeing it had it look good, but I didn't see it from the beginning, so I didn't know where was they going with this. So yeah, let's stop spoiling it, and I'm gonna try to watch it again. I appreciate you hooking that up for me.
All right, I ain't gonna take all right,
so
too
yeah,
much for y'all time.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. It sounds like you are on the right road to success.
Yes.
Talking to you too, sis.
All right.
Thank you. Y'all
have
a good one.
You too.
All right.
All right, we're going to continue on. I see you guys there jumping up and down. I see you. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 734. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 734, you're live in the Remix. So I guess 734 don't want to say nothing. We'll go on to the next person. We're going to go
live.
They must have stepped away. Maybe they went to the restroom. We'll go to the next caller calling in from area code.
Maybe they're having a stroke. Miss Blue!
No. 333, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Please turn your computer speakers off when you're on the phone. 323?
Oh, Panic and Blue, it's Chelsea.
Hey,
what
Chelsea.
Up?
Peace.
Hello.
How
I have
do,
two things, possibly a third if we can get through to it. Miss Blue, I emailed you the dream thing. The color yellow, what does that signify in dreams?
Ooh,
I had a dream.
Chelsea. Were you here at the beginning of the show?
No.
Ooh,
I wasn't.
Chelsea.
What did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong, Chelsea. Let me hear
what
your
was the rules at the beginning of the show?
The rules, Brother Panic said, was no dreams. So I said, hey.
Okay, forget that. We can scratch it. I wasn't there. Next thing, okay.
Chelsea, you're so nice. I would say the first place, Miss Blue deals with it and what it means to you. But whenever you see a color, the first place you always start, and the only reason I'm answering this, because this is one of the rules, if it can help everybody who's listening. And this could. When you see a color in your dream first, the first place you start is with chakras.
Yes.
And so you need to look up the solar chakra, which is yellow, and then you need to determine if if the dream is telling you that it's overactive or underactive. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
So
yeah,
if you felt lacking in the area, your yellow chakra may be underactive. Pimp accordingly. If there was felt abundance,
mm-hmm.
pimp accordingly. All right. And
okay.
Your next question, my sister.
Okay. Next question is, I want to know, and I'm hoping I'm going to word it right. Is it, you know, I know they say, you know, it's certain people you are supposed to meet in your life, in certain lifetimes, but are there certain people mm-hmm. that you aren't supposed to actually connect with?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm asking is, go ahead.
Okay, then that's a good question, but that answer is absolutely, positively no, for this
okay.
reason, and you can base it on something simple, the laws of attraction. And when they'll tell you there's absolutely nothing in your reality that you did not magnetize. The system works that way and that way alone. In other words, or you can look at it this way, and then it may be clear that that wouldn't be sensible, because if you're not supposed to meet them, who's running the system where they cross the wires? Jesus.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
Oshun. You know what I mean?
Right.
So this is your story. Why you feel you're not supposed to meet them, that would be the person you need to investigate the most.
Right, because, and let me just add this in there too, because what happens is some people are here to help you face your shadow side, you know, like Brother Panic
right,
was talking
right.
about on Friday. So when you say, are some people supposed to be and some people not, it's not that they're not supposed to be and not that they're supposed to be, but they are here for an experience, and you will get an experience out of it. But what happens sometimes, and I'll just address this because I think also this will help other people, is sometimes people get this conception, oh, I have this person in my life, and this person is constantly causing them trauma.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you have not got the lesson out of that
mm-hmm.
relationship. That person could be coming back into what some people would call a soul group, or I don't even know the words. I don't even like to use that. But these are people who may have been connected with you at other lifetimes, in other times. It doesn't mean you stay there like some sisters, and I'll just put this out there, getting their ass beat and drugged and thinking, because this person showed up, they supposed to still be there. No, that's not the case.
Because that was well said, Blue. That one point, I want to let you continue.
I'm done.
That's on point. You're kicking it right now. I just want to say, because it just came right to head, just one line. The question you would ask yourself is, why are they still here?
Yes.
Why do you have them still here? And not just like, well, I need to kick them out. I mean, Why magnetically are you attracting such debauchery? You know what I'm saying? In other words, you got to start looking at yourself, your thought pattern, and why is this in your circle, no matter how big or how small? I'm sorry, Blue, to cut you off. But
No. But that's what I was going to say. So when you start to adjust yourself, and I'll just wrap it up here, you know, what Panic was saying, when you start to adjust yourself and you begin to look at that, then there is something for you to learn from that, because that is a part of your reflection. It is about the laws of attraction. But I think sometimes people take this law of attraction gone bad. You know, it doesn't mean you stay with somebody who's beating your ass, abusing you, and doing things to you
and
say that, well, this person shows up and they're supposed to be here, right? No.
I'm sorry to cut you off once again, but let me say,
okay.
because it's happening to you and it's the laws of attraction, doesn't mean
right.
you deserve it either. It does
there
not
it
mean
is.
You deserve
yeah.
it either. And
that's
I wanted to
right.
say this while I remember this, because last week, and I don't know if I added this part, I said that when I talked about the anima and how the mother's the first object and everything is built upon the mother. So when I said that, Your father may be beating your mother, and we tend to say, well, he's seen his father beating his mother, so he beats women. He got it from his father. And I said, no, actually, he's looking for his mother in everything, so he's finding a woman who will put up with him doing the same. That's how he's seen his father communicating with his mother. So he's trying to find the same mother, means he has to be jacked. But I didn't say this part, which is this. That's no excuse, and it's not no woman's fault that some grown man is beating her ass. Because
it may have sounded like I'm saying, well, it's the woman's fault that she's getting beat. That's no, way, way,
right.
not the case. I don't know if I ever said that. It's just what we're talking about is a dynamic that the child is used to, and
yes.
and every object is his mother. That is the God. That you can, you know, they don't even recognize the father until they say about age three. They don't even recognize that he exists. So everything, your anima is based upon your mother. So it's not like you, because you've seen your father doing that, you actually think that's still what you need to see in your mother. So you'll find a girl who puts up with that because perhaps you've seen her parents go through the same thing. None of it's good, as Blue was saying, none of it's good that some you may be attracting this guy, but we got to understand to take control of it, you first got to understand that you're magnetizing it. If you think it's just this asshole
yeah.
standing
yeah.
around, then you're not you're putting something on him.
Right.
Where is you've seen it on every after school special. You've seen it in Farrah
yeah.
Fawcett in the burning bed. The day she took control, I take my kids and I'm gone, and you ain't nothing. Is the day it's over. You know what I'm saying? Is the day all that shit's over. So it's about really taking, you know, you can start with the laws of attraction, which is, and let me say this, there is no actual law of attraction. It's the law of cause and effect, which
yeah.
then mm-hmm. later is law of attraction.
Attraction,
and,
yeah.
And that same law of cause and effect out of the wisdom of Tahuti, which you can get in the Kabbalion, is the concept of karma comes
yeah.
out of that. So there is no rock hard karma and rock hard law. They're trying to explain cause and effect. What you put in, you get out. And in the Bible, they call it reap what you sow.
So
I've explained this, why karma and all this can't be real, because nothing is looking at it as bad or good. So while remember, your definition is the definition of this guy being an asshole, because
right.
somebody else may think he's the greatest guy in the world. You get what I'm saying?
And he may be.
I get it all the time. To some people,
right.
panic, you have saved my life. To panic,
yeah.
my life is so fucked up now that I heard you. So what? You know what I'm saying? Me taking it personal would be my problem. So the thing is, it's good and evil are perspectives. So what karma is really called cause and effect. So it's assumed that what you do, see, the slavery for white people, it was a good thing. You know what I'm saying? To us, it was a bad thing. And we talking about they got a karmic ass kicking coming. No, the only ass kicking they got coming is one that you give them. And really the key is all that shit was to take off the path of what we talking about now. So all that's relative, and the laws of attraction actually is just really about shifting your thinking. You know what I'm saying? What
yes.
you, as a man think of, so everything is based upon your thought. You are running this thing. So if somebody is there, they're only there because something in your thoughts magnetizes them. They also call that Murphy's Law. What can go wrong will go wrong. And all that really means is because you believe that it can go wrong, that's exactly why it will go wrong, because you believed it. You get what I'm saying? So if you believe, even to ask the question, can you attract assholes, then you
yes.
guarantee to attract one. You get what I'm
That's
saying?
Right. That's right.
See, how do you beat that? How do you overcome that? You got to say, you know something? I love every asshole that
That's
I attract.
Right.
You know, assuming they're not putting your life in jeopardy. You know, they're just giving you grief on your job. I love every asshole that I attract because that's the asshole in me that I'm trying to perfect. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's where they get the phrase, kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is trying to kill what you don't like in yourself. That's the reflection of the person with kindness. You know what I'm saying? So all them sayings are based upon you bringing them there, you know?
Right.
And let's get to the third question. Unless, Blue, you have been bad. I'm sorry.
Well, no.
No.
I was going to say, go ahead, Chelsea.
No, you go ahead, Miss Blue.
No. I was going to wrap it up, but go ahead.
Oh,
so you said,
well,
yeah,
see, I could all of that information.
You got one more question, right, Chelsea? One more question,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes. All of that information was useful, but what I was saying was I meant it for, it was when I was in the music business, it was Aaliyah. And it was times when I was at a dinner and she was there, but she was with someone else, and I didn't even notice that was her. Months later mm-hmm. or whatever, I was talking to her uncle and possibly going in to go interview and possibly work for her whole camp. So But then, and then maybe after that, I was at a barbecue with some folks, and then I saw one of the people D-Nice had, Aaliyah had on. This is right before her last album came out, and I was like, ooh, that's a God wig, that's a sign. Maybe I'm gonna get in and work with her. But that same night was the night that the plane crashed, and we were all like distraught about it. I'm sitting by the pool, and I'm laying in a hammock, and I'm looking up, and I saw a shooting star. Weeks after that, I then had a dream that she showed me. It was like a platinum blue Mustang, looking really clean on the outside, but then when I walked up to look inside, it was all trashed out. Like, it was not what it appeared to be outside, you know, like what glitters isn't gold or whatever. So I was wondering, with all the times, and there's been other situations where it was, like, just slightly missing being able to meet her. You understand?
Well, that's I can tell you this. That's what we discussed on Friday. It was called the persona.
Yes.
Everything on the outside looks spiffy and dandy, but everything on the inside is actually dirty. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you should thank her for showing you that. That's what I talked about. A lot of these groups that people in, they try to make it seem like everything is going great,
but it's not.
Right.
Everyone comes to me with it on some brother to drink shit, and it's like they did more slimy shit to me here than they did out of the slimy shit that I was getting out of. You know what I'm saying? These things are grandioso. You know what I'm saying? I had to live with them and kick up money and cook all the time and,
and
wash
shit.
Talking about this nigga's a priest. You know what I mean? This nigga Jeffrey. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, it's the same thing. It's the outside appears to be clean, and the inside needs to work. Go inside.
Yeah.
So clearly, if you were trying, it sounds like you. She's in her power. So clearly, you had. It's nothing but the same process I've been talking about. You had a connection to her for something that profound, you being that close at that time. That means it's everything we just said. You magnetically put yourself in the situation at that time for something to come out of it. Something came out of it, that dream, that information. And then you're supposed to work with it. It's all magnet. There's only two things that's happened, man and woman. And that represents pushing and pulling, negative and positive. You just try to get the shit away from you and the shit to come to you. There's only two things happening. There's no in between. So everything's magnet. So basically, you're supposed to witness and be close at this time. That is a spiritual thing. So you're supposed to take the spiritual concepts out of that, and that's what your whole study is all about. You get what I'm saying? No more, no less. To try to understand the symbols and again, and this is something I brought up earlier, this is the question not to ask me or Blue, but to ask yourself. Why was I connected to Aaliyah at this particular time? And that's where you start to understand, why did I put myself here? You get what I'm saying?
Why
did I put myself here? You get what I'm saying? Laws of attraction is not a belief system. It's a law. Laws are made to be broken, so you got to finesse those laws. That's why I said, that's why you got to love an asshole. You get what I'm saying? Instead of saying, it's more hard to say he's an asshole. And the more you say, I want to push this asshole away, the more he fucks with you on your job. So you got to learn to love him. You get what I'm saying? Oh, bless his soul. You got to learn. Gilligan got you on the island, but as soon as you learn to love Gilligan, you're in a better place. Little buddy, you know what I'm saying? But he fuck up your escape all the time. You know what I'm saying? So it's really about, these things weren't written so you could pray to him and submit to him. Those laws of Tahuti were written so you know what the fuck the problem is and how to break and overdo. See, for instance, there's a law of polarity, meaning once you're up and you're a baller, you're going to see the other side of being a baller, the downside. But the alchemist, the scientist, if you look at it as a seesaw, his job is to keep that seesaw in his favor longer than the average bear. Then it's just going up and down, and you having a good time, the bad time, the good time, and the bad time. Try to keep the good times rolling, understanding that the bad times are the same thing as the good times. It's only separated into polarity here. So when these events happen, like, those are the things is like, why, you know, you can start to, but, well, why is this motherfucker showing up? Why is my father showing up in different forms? What haven't I dealt with yet? And then that's where the herb pack and the dream work and the readings come in, when you can form a question. You get what I'm saying? So, again, that's what I did the show for on Friday. You said you heard the Friday show, right, sweetie?
I got bits and pieces. I'm going to go back and listen to it.
You got to listen. That's what the show is, because the show, what that whole show is about is how these mechanism works in you. So you could therefore start using these mechanisms for your own issues. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, why is my psyche telling me this? Why is my shadow self telling me this? Why is my ego telling me this? Okay, this must, why, this is, no, nah, I'm not going to buy into that. That's just people saying Hotep and Ankh. It doesn't make me conscious. That's just the blue on the Mustang on the outside. The inside is dirty. That's what we need to clean. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, so when I, if that dream would have happened to me, I said, oh, Leah's telling me I need to clean my fucking house.
Right.
And guaranteed, if she's showing me, you know, I need to understand and deal with what's inside instead of what's on the outside, which is another way of saying I'm not going to worry about these assholes all around me, because an asshole is going to be an asshole. And the more my mind is off, the more my mind is off assholes, the more I see they will disappear, which is the real method. So if you're worried about what's going on the outside to make that look stiff, nice and clean, you're not doing no work on the inside. In fact, they'll tell you that in the basic law of attraction book. The way to get rid of something is not to focus on it. It's actually to forget about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And most of this world, I've been championing the flag for, no, I've forgotten about it. You know what I'm saying? Oil spills and how come the kids aren't educated and we need to change this to Malcolm X Boulevard. I don't give a fuck about none of that. The Jenna 6, I don't give a fuck about none. That's all the outside persona and Mustang. The inside is what conscious work does. You get what I'm saying? Because your car can look real nice if it ain't got no fucking wheels and ain't going nowhere. You get what I'm saying? So that's what that would be saying to me. You know what I'm saying? Worry about assholes and people, you do that inner work, you on your shit. Even they'll tell you that in the human world. If a lady is abused and goes to that baddest center with her kids and escapes this nigga, they also have to go to counseling and say, what's really going on the inside? How do you be you? How do you be you? How can we help you to be a better you? You get what I'm saying? And then she realized, then you'll hear her have the epiphany. I was getting beat because I didn't have enough Kool-Aid when I was a kid. Now I know that. I'm stronger. It will never happen again.
Right. Yes.
Well,
all right.
I knew what it meant for me for that time. Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. So you're straight.
Yes.
I hope that has helped.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling
Good
in.
Good talking to you.
All right, we're going to continue on here live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 321, you are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Brother Kuma from Orlando, Florida.
Okay, greetings.
Yes, how are you doing?
What's up?
It's Blue and Brother Tannen.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Yes, sir. You mentioned a book to a brother. I just wanted to know the name of the book. The brother that was referencing some numbers.
Oh, tonight.
Oh, yes.
Tonight. Okay, hold on. I'll get it for you. That book is called...
Hey. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it real quick, because technically you could download, but since we The Complete Magician's Tables is what it's called. And if you remember, it, by Stephen Skinner, you can get it on Amazon. His name is spelled Stephen, last name Skinner, Complete Magician's Tables. And I'll say you can go back and hear the synopsis on the book. I'm going to have to do, you know, because, you know, people download this. They don't want to repeat. Another book you can get is 777 and Other Kabbalistic Writings of Aleister Crowley. It was the first one that did the tables of correspondence. This guy expanded on it. So in other words, if you wanted to learn about the number three, you can go through almost every system or all the systems he has in his book to understand what the number three is all about and what is it connected to. So if you live your life by the code of number three or the code of seven, you find out what gods, what angels, what demons, what rocks, what colors, what foods, what plants, what roller skates go with number three or seven. All right, bro?
Yes, sir. I truly appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Peace. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 818. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Lance Miguel from Montgomery, but I'm in the Burbank area tonight. I'm at work. I kept missing the shows, though. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to call in. I mean, at work, I don't care. They can fire my ass, but I got to
say Don't say that.
I got to say something.
Yeah, get fired for Brother Panic.
Hey, I'm on a conference call. All right. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I just told the manager I'm on a conference call.
Yeah, Blue know what to do for you.
Yeah,
don't get fired. I'm on the conference call, baby. You know what I'm saying?
But check this out. I got this confirmation, and I got a question. But the confirmation started Friday. Friday, I was like, got off work, and I was surfing, looked on Blog Talk, and seen y'all did a show. So I tried listening to it. But 20 minutes into the show, the computer shut down. I got mad as shit. I said, well, I need to go to work the next morning, so I started reading the Book of Secrets by Osho. So it started talking about the self and all this and that. So I went to work Friday. You know what I'm saying? I went to work Saturday. And then I was at my second job, like the comedy club I'm at right now, and I started fucking getting dizzy and shit. I'm like, what the fuck am I having dizzy spells for? So I got home that Saturday. It was basically the 24th. So I started listening to the show again, started it over. And y'all was dropping shit. I'm like, what? These niggas off the chain. You know what I'm saying? So I went outside to smoke some weed and smoke a cigarette, like take a pause. So I see a media shoot by. And I'm like, why in the hell the media just, you know what I'm saying, showed up right now? You know what I'm saying? So I feel like when my energy started rising and conscious shit, the stars and shit started moving. You know what I'm saying? So
I smoked a
cigarette. I came back in the house just to start back. I said, man, let me look at this Goddess Book of Days book. So I say, okay, I read the 23rd of the Goddess of the Oceans and stuff. And then the 24th, it said the Purit Meteor Shower, the Games of Lu or Pan. I said, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, these niggas changed the vibration of the planet. Y'all that motherfucking shit.
Yes.
Because today I felt the same dizzy spell. I'm like, damn, it's like the earth is, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, feel like I'm finna fall off some shit. So, I'm like, damn, these niggas didn't. Yeah, y'all.
Let me say this too, because I don't want to take this credit alone. And this is something I said, and this is something we need to know. Just by all of us, it's coming through me, but this is all about story. By all of us participating and synchronizing the thought, and all these black folks who listen going, ooh, aha, and aha, that's light coming into all of us. So it's all of us that's doing it. That's why it's so key. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of us, you know, and not saying you were doing it, but it's the same thing. We try to make it like one guy who's special. I'm here to tell you, no, I'm no more special. I'm just, if I'm going to be special, I'm just special enough to do this enough to be able to give us our stuff. This is not mine. This is ours. And everyone's having this epiphany, so we all breaking that shit down. We all that shit is ours. It's all being synchronized with us. You know what I'm saying? I spoke about that before when I did the Avatar show. And but I told you, by breaking down this ritual, by me decoding this ritual, watch me fuck their shit up over there. And we fuck their shit up. They symbolically had to give this shit. Remember, if you ever heard it, first let me say this. Email me at panicpack@hotmail.com. I'll send you all the show links for absolutely free if you missed anything. So email me and just write show links, and I'll send you the show links if you missed them. In the Avatar one, in the movie, the black dude, he was supposed to marry the chick and take over the tribe. He represented Wyclef Jean, who was actually the only dude with the loudest vocals who was supposed to take over Haiti. And Clinton represented what's his name, Jake Scully, and all the rest of it. But they had to eventually, because of our energy after that lecture, and then remember, the last time we checked, it was downloads, it was what, 15, what was it, Blue?
How many
downloads? No, it was close to 20, 30,000. I don't even know the count all the way, but that was just
right.
Insane.
And that was the last time we checked. I want you to say we see, like, even now, this is phenomenal. There's 200 people in the chat room. That's phenomenal. And there's close to 1,000 people on the phone. Listen, this is just who listens live. Blue gets to go back and see how many downloads. The numbers that she'll tell me, like, that's why I'm saying, all it's not these people on the phone in Norway now. These shows are up forever. And then you take Mark, who puts them on YouTube, forget about it. You're talking about 30,000 people downloaded that shit. So you're talking about black folks or even any folks that's interested in this frequency. So now what they try to do under the covers is now in everyone's face. That's how you debunk this shit, because the ritual was done to communicate with the subconscious mind. By us bringing it into consciousness, you flop, player. So this is what we're doing. This is the work. You get what I'm saying? Everything they're supposed to be doing is supposed to be behind your back. That's why it was the first concept of everybody telling what they were doing, chemtrails and this, that, the other. Because once you take it out of the subconscious and the conscious, you can now fight it because you're aware of it. But now that's turned into worship of what they're doing, which is a difference. So by saying, no, this is what they're doing, this is what we're going to do, all the Remix listeners collectively download when Mark puts this up on YouTube and gets 20,000 hits of this shit downloaded. You got to think how many people are on the same thought frequency now. That's how we fuck them up. You get what I'm saying? That's how we fuck them up. So I mean, you know, not to take, you know, we're going to get to my man, to Bruh's question, you know, but just to say, no, it's real important to know that. All we have to do is think on the frequency. So that's what I'm doing these shows for. Even if you don't get it, you heard what the fuck I'm talking about, and then it's going to line something up. And everyone's going, that's going to be on people's mind. And then all that little shit under the cover is over. This is how we rise. It seems like we just chopping it up, but no, we changing thoughts. And in this confirmation, we said, no, I went out, so I seen motherfucking medias fly on Pan's Day. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. No, this ain't a game we playing here. You know what I'm saying? Because think about it. As much as I complain, if we wasn't doing shit like this, I'd be doing it for my health. Get what I'm saying?
Right.
And my feet hurt, so that ain't working. You know what I'm saying? So it's doing it because it's really going down. Things are changing personally and as within, so without, as above, so below. So I'm sorry about that little sidebar, but
No, man, you had to do that. You had to do that, you know what I'm saying? But the thing, my question is, I used to always wonder why I hate looking at sad nigga shit. Like, damn, I don't want to see that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Got the niggas always into this and that. But my old lady, she was looking up empathy and shit like that, and I found out what an empath is, and I started reading on that shit. So could y'all elaborate, you know what I'm saying, about empaths? And then I'm finna get off the phone. I'm going to listen to y'all when I get off because I got to go. So answer that for me. Love. Y'all be good.
We've talked about it. It's just another psychic form of communication, and it's exactly what you said. There's no more to it than what you said, but you can also what it is too. When you if you just tired of looking at the Negro stupidity or just their human begging, free the Gen of Six and all of that, is because you're beyond that point. You get what I'm saying? There are people who are here who are supposed to communicate and merge with that, but when all that shit is like, I don't get it, you're beyond that point, and your work is spiritual. Now, an empath, you will also take on the attributes of what's going on. And you will feel the emotions on, but primarily that's the spirit. So let's say you walk in a room and there's a distraught spirit, you'll feel distraught. You'll start crying, you know what I mean? So after a while, you got to get that under control, because after a while, you know, them spirits will make you feel like a punk. You just walking in, you know, y'all about to go to the club and you just bend over, start crying, you know what I'm talking about? Talking about TT going and all of that. Like, what's going on? It depends on how crazy, how deep an empath you are. There was a phase I was going through that, but what I did was just fuck all of that shit, because you would just be dragged around to emotional. So what I would do is when I needed to feel what the spirit was feeling, then I would ask for it and say, okay, this motherfucker's man. I mean, or just keep it to a minimal. You walk into a room and go, oh, there's somebody, y'all need to clean this motherfucker. There's somebody just hanging around. For instance, when I moved to Atlanta, there was this kid that used to just hang out in the fucking stairs. I used to just see him running around, fucking up. And then I said, well, we're going to see what he's going to do. You know what I'm saying? If you don't bother me, I won't bother you. He was playing with me when I was asleep. He scared the shit out of me, woke me up. I said, all right, motherfucker, you got one more time. I'm coming down the stairs. This nigga tried to trip my black ass up. I said, oh, I had a plate of eggs and shit. I said, oh, no, nigga, you know, no, nigga, we don't play that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, I told him, you know, I explained to him the deal, and then he told me he was actually here for my woman, that it was her brother in another life he's protecting. I said, well, so he's fucking with me, you know what I'm saying, trying to see my fucking intentions. I said, nigga, I will take off my strap and beat your ass. You need to chill the fuck out. And he chilled the fuck out. And now she'll see him less because now we built up all the statues, all the deities. You know, now we rearranged, connected the altars, opened up gateways in the walls, and did all this super, 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 supersonic Aladocia shit. So he doesn't fuck around, but he's feeling the energy because I think he understands this. Who the fuck he was dealing with in terms of the spirit world and sees the power and the energy that came in. Now he'll hang out like in the hallway before he was on the steps in the hallway where I put all of these statues up by the books and there where the energy is. Now Khadijah will be studying and he'll still fuck with her ass, but he won't fuck around with me. I'll cave his chest in. So he'll stay in that corner and she'll be down there studying for a band or her massage shit or whatever, and she said, yeah, that nigga's knocking shit over and knocking shit down. I come downstairs, all that shit, all that rustling stops. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, they'll take your ass over unless you take them over. You know what I'm saying? Unless you take over. So that's another thing people need to know. Stop. She told me to do. You still got to work with you. You know, you still got to say, no, that's a bit too much. You know what I mean? But, you know, the idea is you're having this dialogue and you want to listen to that dialogue, listen to the interest of that dialogue. But, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to go crazy, you know, because they will drive your ass crazy. You got to remember, they niggas. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're going to jump around, turn around, pick a bale of cotton, there will be a nigga to ask you to do that. It's the same thing with the spirit. If you're going to be a flunky and have a flunky mentality, you're going to get flunked. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just because they say, Oshun. I remember somebody told me, Oshun, let me comb her hair. Like, what the fuck? That's some loser shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Unless you following her, that's some loser shit. Comb my hair. Give me some Oshun hair, you should be saying. So I could get me a nigga. You ain't got no nigga. Talking about you combing Oshun's hair. You better ask Oshun to comb your motherfucking hair so you can get a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because remember, these deities, you created these motherfuckers. They supposed to be serving you. You get what I'm saying? And how it works is the give and take. That's what Bobby Hemmett said this shit the best, and it blew my fucking socks off. He said, why would I be listening to some fucking deity and I'm the one that's feeding them?
Right.
Goddamn, that one statement is so fucking profound. You get what I'm saying? That's like you listening to your kids and you the one who buys the fucking Oreos. You get
what I'm saying?
And they telling you when to go to bed. Wash the dishes and all that. Well, I tell you, Blue is the fucking mother of the year. One time, and you know I'm telling your shit, I put your business in the street.
God.
We was on the phone. She told Baby Blue, this is what I need you to do. I need you to straighten out the vegetables under the sink. I said, wait a minute, Blue. I know you ain't trying to organize peas with peas, carrots with carrots, corn with corn. Oh, yes, I am. And she about to do it. I was like, God damn.
That's that feng shui.
I said, damn, boy, that's a regime in there. When I tell you Baby Blue is the spitting image of Blue in a child's body, oh my goodness. You got to know it. You know what I'm saying? And could sing her ass off. She gave me a concert one time. I was talking to Blue drifting off. She's singing. Old school, just getting down. I just couldn't hang on. I'm like, yeah, this was the jam. I might have sent her a gift after that, like as a payment or something. But the spitting image of Blue. And Blue is the mother. Blue said something, Baby Blue be right on that shit. Like, Blue don't be playing, God damn it. You know what I'm saying? That is the mother image. That shit ain't even a persona or an act of the remix. That's the same shit going on here.
Yeah,
just that
that's
blues
too
voice
funny.
Is more just that blues voice is more relaxed on a regular phone. You're like, where's all the cheer and a ha ha? That's right, brother Fanny. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying. I was like, blue talk's real niggery, yo. Don't let him fool you. When you call, good evening, peace and blessings. None of that shit when you call. Real niggery. Yo, guess what the fuck this nigga said to me? I'm like, what? I was like, what the fuck happened? You know what I'm saying? I had to bug over last year. Oh, P.O., brother Panic, I am just looking at the sun and letting the light in. Get on the phone. Oh, shit, yo, hold up. I got to go give you one of the chicken bowls from Wendy's. Like, what the fuck is a chicken bowl?
It's a teriyaki bowl. And
yeah, the teriyaki. Yeah, she was arguing with him one day. How the fuck y'all niggas out of rice already? I'm like, damn, Blue. Yo, you got to get, what's them? Oh, cinnamon twist. I'm about to bust down some of those cinnamon twists. We get on the air, peace and blessings. Like,
so,
damn,
you know,
Blue.
Those of you who've had me in sessions, they know, too. I got told that today. Wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You kind of
got a radio voice.
There is
Blue,
a difference.
Blue got a radio voice. She was like, yo, you ever you get them teriyaki bowls yet? I'm like, I'm not going to Wendy's to eat no fucking teriyaki. That's just not my style. Like, you need to try that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why the fuck they always out of rice. I'm like, all right, Blue. Peace and blessings.
That's right. And everybody has that. So, of course, I am still that lovely Blue, you guys know. But Blue got a little gangster. I have to. Because, you know,
Blue's
it's
gangster.
some of y'all out there that would really try to kill me. Y'all trying to pull my hair and drag me down the road. So I got to have a little gangster.
Right. Pull you down the road talking about Akashic Records.
Right.
Yeah, Miss Blue is gangster. Yes. The ultimate mother figure. You almost want to go, you know what I'm saying, mop the floor and do the bathroom and your chores when you hear Miss Blue talking. Like, wait a minute, I'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be right back. I got to clean up because, you know, she's telling Baby Blue to clean up. You know what I'm saying? No, Miss Blue keeps it 100. Somebody wrote Miss Blue keeps it 100. Miss Blue keeps that shit 100 for sure. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no playing with that shit. Fuck. I'm thinking, you know, Miss Blue done fell into vegetarianism and all that other shit. You know, Miss Blue said, I'm going to give me a chicken bowl, nigga. In other words, you want to call back or you don't mind hanging on the phone? I'm like, well, shit, I'll hang on the phone, ordering from these niggas.
Yes.
Let me get a chicken bowl. Y'all niggas out of rice? Like, how y'all out of rice already? That shit y'all supposed to have.
Those that definitely have had the sessions with me, they know I keep it 100. Sometimes people will call and say, am I on the air? And I'll say, why the heck would you be on the air? Hey, come on. No, you're not on the air. I don't want to be on the air.
The voice texture. I almost, but I can't do it. There was one time, Miss Blue, we did a three-way phone call with Miss Blue's little sister. Miss Blue's little sister put me up on the steelo from when they was little. Oh, no,
okay,
I couldn't.
Guys,
I
wait a minute. Oh,
no, I ain't going to say nothing. But if y'all think Miss Blue is 100 now, shit, Miss Blue is 1,000. You know what I'm saying? Miss Blue was gangster when she was little. The blue came later. That was when she started coming down on with the peace and blessings. Miss Blue was gangster. Like, she told me her sister went through a Leah phase, and she said her sister came through, and she said, why don't you use your fucking boxers and your bandana to do it? I said, damn, that shit was cold, because her sister was dressing up like a Leah at the time. I said, damn, her sister telling me all of this? I'm like, damn, Blue ain't no joke. So I ain't going to blow up Miss Blue's spot, because she knows some of my little shit, too. She might get in the mood. She talked to my sisters and them, so I'm gonna leave it right there and give her sister a shout out. Say I miss her and how's it going and I love baby Blue. that's my little cosmic child too. So
we'll continue
live in the remix, because I'm thinking now, wait a minute, I may need to do some damage control. Bruno know my shit too.
No, it's all good. But no, a lot of people sometimes, because everybody knows, and most of you guys know how much Baby Blue sings. And sometimes when I'm doing sessions, she is singing so loud. They're like, are you playing music? I'm like, no. Let me open the door and tell Baby Blue she need to bring it down a couple of notches, because that's her singing in the background.
She be putting it down, too, like. She'd be in there. It'd be her own zone, singing background vocals and everything. You're like, damn. She did a concert. I was straight. I was like, damn, that'll be a hot single right there. That's hot. That's a hit. She still sings loud.
Yeah, she still sings loud. You can hear her all through the house, and that's a chore to do, but she can do it. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Well, we're going to keep going. I know you guys are PMing me, telling me you're on the line. We know. We're going to get to it. Just having.
Did I answer the brother's question, the last one?
You sure did. Yeah, you did.
Oh,
you
okay,
did. And
okay,
he had
we,
back to work. So
we went into
we
the,
did.
Oh, right. He said, yeah, we keep him on, and he said he had to go back to work. Oh, Lord.
Yes. He said he had to go back to work, and I love you guys too, and I can't wait to connect.
Yeah, bro, if you don't have, I'm sorry, let me tell them real quick, I'm sorry to cut you off. If you don't have all of my shows, bro, just email me at panicpack, PANICPACK at Hotmail. Just say show links, and I'll send you everything, and you can catch up if you missed anything, all
right? Right, yes.
And
okay.
Anybody could do that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
yes.
to cut it off, but I want to make
no,
it
no,
off.
No, that's okay, but I think it was a great place to definitely put that in to make sure that everybody got that information.
Right, you can get all the free information you do desire. It's 7 pages of links alone, so don't think it's going to be a couple of hot shit. It's like maybe 9 pages of just links, filled with links and show titles. You know, the subject of the show speaks itself.
So it's a lot.
You'll be sitting there for a month. There's some people who email me. I never heard of an herd pack, but I want one. I'll give them show links and say, come back to me after you go through a few of these. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, for a few of these. So, it's good. People really are thankful because not just for the herd pack, it's just so much. And the subjects speak for themselves, which means a lot of what they miss that they get now they can get. You know what I mean?
Right, and I'll
so
put this, yes, it is so important. I'll put this in the room too. A couple of people are asking about some information about the reading. Definitely, just email me QUESTION4blue@gmail.com, and I'll send you all the details to that. All of the readings that I do for the babies, and you know, just all the different kind of readings, and you can get the reading that you want, and we can go from there. So all the email is there. Sister Manya, big shout out to her, because she's definitely holding it down. That's the sister I work with, and she'll take care of you and make sure you have all the information. So you guys can send that email. Yeah.
Sister Manya, I haven't heard from her in a long time. You know what I'm
Bali
saying?
She's busy.
That's a lot. Her little thuggy children and grandchildren. Like she's busy on the Questions for Blue hotline. I ain't hear no shout outs, no nothing, no high panics, no texts. I got on what's the blue blast? I got on the blue blast one night. I was in the mood, and I'm making this lady laugh late on. You know that was Sister
yes.
Maria. I didn't know it was her. We was bugging out, and
yes.
I didn't even know it was her that whole time. Like no shout out, just I ain't heard from her in a long time. Y'all must got her busy over there with these readings and stuff. So you know, I want to shout her out too. She's people.
Yes. Brother Panic came on the Blue Blast, and it is a classic. Those of you
Do you tape those? Blue,
yes,
the blue blast?
I do record the Blue Blast. They're recorded. I just kind of do them, you know, spontaneously. So whenever I decide to put them up, I try to make sure I get the international callers. And for those of you who want to know what it is, It's just a call sometimes, 15, 20 minutes. Sometimes I give out things like a lot of the things that will be coming out in the Know Your Magic workbook. It's going to be in there, sort of the psycho, sexy, cool. Some of those activities, exercise. The night we did the Juicy Juice and the Rotten Apple exercise when we did the linguistics show with Esther. Some of those things I do during the Blue Blast. So we'll get together. We'll work on things of channeling. And it's a smaller group. And then sometimes we just get on there. We have fun. If you guys have questions for me, because I recognize that there is a waiting list for readings. And so this is another way that if something comes up in between the time, because I do believe that they are divine appointments. You know, it is going to be a spiritual appointment for you. So while you're waiting, this is a way you can get in touch. And also, you know, I have the Know Your Magic line where me and Sister Munya get on there. We talk about the energy that's going on the planet today. Just give you some fun things to just enjoy, like the monkey chant was one. Just, you know, all kinds of things. But, you know, Brother Panic was kind enough to stop by that Blue Blast.
Oh, man. Hey, y'all got it going on. Y'all doing all that shit over there?
Yeah,
I need to get in the membership. I need to get a membership or something.
Whatever.
y'all doing some shit over there. Got chance and apples, and rotten apple, good apples, and what's that all about? Like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Y'all saying like y'all got a whole functioning system. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you seem to. I want to play in the sandbox.
Panic, you know when you come, I'm done because I'm learning and laughing at the time.
Blue hung up on her own Blue Blast that night. You take that, Blue? Yo, could you please send that to me? I'm gonna put that shit up on YouTube. That shit. Okay, some say Cole and we was wowing that night, and Blue said, "All right, I gotta go. I ain't fucking with y'all. I gotta go." It was me and like seven other people. I was like, where's Blue at? I think Blue hung up.
I did hang up. I got off the Blue Blast. I let them have it. But it was.
Yeah, I ain't trying to panic tonight.
It was so much fun. And so those are the things we can sort of have those moments. Also, I have the Remix app for those of you who don't know. If you have an Android phone, I'm working on BlackBerry, I'm working on Apple, but you can download it. It's free, straight to your phone. It'll bring you here with some people in the room tonight that actually was listening on the phone with the Android app. It'll send you right here. It's a button in there to take you straight to the Know Your Magic line, and also a link to email me if you have a question or you want a reading or any of that. So it connects you to everything the Remix does. And then I have the Dream Amp, because as you guys know, dreams are one of those things that's personal. So I came up with that because, like Brother Panic said, the dreams are personal to you. What I can do is the same energy I use in the session, in readings. Now, I'm not going to give you a whole reading. I know some of y'all send me dreams that are short stories and short movies. And even though I would love to sit there and read them all, what I do is send you tips based on your energy back to you. So if you download the Dream app, you can actually send me your dreams that way for free. It goes to a completely different place. And I will respond to your dreams and give you some tips, because this is really showing you, empowering you to decode your own dreams. And so we kind of go back and forth on that. So those are some things that I got going on. I got the audio book coming out. And speaking of books, Brother Panic,
I meant to bring it up last time. Don't worry, folks. It's a coming. Proofread a lot. Then I'm sending it to a professional proofreader. It's almost like I got three more short chapters, which I could do in a couple of weeks. We talking about months, maybe 2 months away, All the hard scientific stuff there, things I just want to talk about to give conscious some things that you'll like to pepper it in, and we good. This is going to be some real good shit. I wrote it so everyone can understand it.
When?
It is jam-packed with, that's why it took so fucking long.
Yes.
Jam-packed with information. Jam-packed with, you will love this book. Because I love it. I love the subject of it. Like, each chapter is just right to the point. It's like just how I want it. You get what I'm saying? Now it's just a matter of making sure there's no that's where the thus should be. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, I'll tell you this. Everybody is hollering, when can they start pre-ordering? So just,
I don't
just
even want to do the Earth Pack shit made me say I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll get a pile of books, and when they're here, in fact, each person that what they want me to write in it, most of the people who order from me, I get to know them anyway. So I'm probably going to write what I want. For instance, like Esther and Candu and Anthony Bakari and all the rest, Jewel Diamond. All of them just tell me who you are, and I'll be like, oh, okay, and write something. But, you know, if you just want me to write something, I'm going to do that, and I'll mail it to you. I'm not going to make it available in Amazon and the rest of that. You'll be able to get it directly to me. And when look at these cats fucking up shit. Oh, God, I hate these cats. like, God damn it. You know, I'm letting them get all their rocks off because we're going to get some new couches soon so they can go fucking crazy, ape shit. These motherfuckers.
Yep.
We got two of them.
Yes. You got to buy them a scratching pole, because if you don't teach them when you get your new couch, they're going to scratch that too. So don't let them scratch it now.
Yeah, we keep saying we're going to be seeing this one and be waiting for it to come back.
Go to
Walmart. We've seen this one, but fuck that. I might have to get them something right now.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that.
You can get one for like $6. I have one for Kitty. I have one for my kitty. Get them a scratching pole.
I'm going to have to do that. Should get them toilet trained while I'm at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They could use the downstairs bathroom. Anyway, it's done. I'm sorry, Blue. What did you say?
That's okay. I wanted to say this. I want to say something about the book, too. But what I was going to say is when Panic first started writing the book, he let me read like a little excerpts of it. So when I tell you guys, because we basically know. That everything has been done before. But when I tell you that, and I don't have to tell you how Panic has a way of really getting you to get to the insight, you know, so you can have your own revelation. But when you read this, I mean, I understand chakras. And for those of you who know me, the chakras and colors and energy and emotions is everything that I was about from the time that I became conscious. But reading just the paragraph took it to a whole nother level. So this is definitely going to be a book, no matter where you are, if you consider yourself to just become, or if you have been studying this 20, 30, 40 years, this is definitely going to be one of those things, just like we give out names, Brother Bobby Hemming gives out names of books, and Panic gives out names of books, and everybody comes on. I promise you, because this was something I told Panic a long time ago, that book you need to do. That's what's up. You need to do that book. And that book is going to change the way that we see things from a conscious perspective. So I tell you guys, that's my own personal testimony, because I've seen it from the beginning and coming to light and things afterwards. It is just that little bit. I understand. I study the chakras. I know the energy. And guess what? I read that and was like, wow.
Wow. When Blue says that shit, it makes me feel like writing the shit some more. Like, seriously? She used to say all the time, I got this. Oh, this and that, and then the stars, and then the sky opened up, and then Moses came down and hit the rock, and then there was manna out in Florida. I'm like, damn, Blue, really? I'm going to finish right. I'm going to hook that. Because they're reading, I was sending her chapters and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I come to find out when I do send it, she was like, God damn. Like, I sent a couple of chapters to Stacey to proofread. She said, I'd be forgetting to proofread because I'm actually caught up in the shit that you're saying. I'm like, damn. Now, what I did know, though, because where a lot of people started, as I tell you, me and him used to always talk on the phone. He would say, the brother Panic. So people, you know, our first internet network was MySpace. So I would hear a lot, not all the time, but enough, are you the same Panic that Bobby talks about? And I'm like, oh, yeah, but most people, the core following that's here now is because I used to write blogs just about whatever subject, and people used to really be blown away by the writing style. Like, oh, you said that, and I got it. So I would get that a lot, which I said, well, I might as well do a book, but I never said, Blue made that shit serious. Like, now you need to do that. I had a dream, and Michael Jackson dreamed, and then this one came.
Yeah.
I'm like, you making this shit
No,
like,
no, no.
I'm fucking up if I don't do it. So we, like I said, the hardest thing about it is not the information, because that's easy, and it's easier to be, it's easier said. The hardest thing is trying to put it in a style where it's still profound to someone who's studying and someone who's just studying so many places they could go. So crafting it is the hardest. I'm at 3 easy chapters where I'm just going to explain some easy shit just to flavor it in it, and we good. We're going to start production, you know what I mean? And I'm going to self-publish. My man Tef, Tef knows about it. Tef has been on the remix, Tefaru Azar. He's got a book in the company of Moors under his name, Justin Thomas. So he knows about it, and so, you know, we're probably going to talk and all the rest of that kind of thing. And see, all these niggas is already talking about putting my shit online for free. You goddamn dirty scoundrels. That's why, fuck that shit. My shit's going to be like 500 pages. You going to scan it and put it up for free, you going to scan that shit forever, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm only joking. Y'all niggas, what I do notice is people will still buy it from me even if it's free online if they know who I am the strength. I noticed that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because y'all dedicated. I talk directly to, I'm not trying to conquer the world.
Right.
I'm happy with just talking to the Remix family. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to go to one. You notice you don't see me on 57 blog talk shows talking to the same shit to get my rocks off.
Right.
You don't need to.
Right.
I have a rapport with Miss Blue. The energy is right. That's the only reason I came on here in the first place. And that's enough said. So I don't need to conquer the world to seem deep. I'm comfortable with only with me, the only one convinced that I'm profound. You get what I'm saying? I'm comfortable with me being only. I just need to say, ooh, that shit was hot. And eventually be someone cool, male or female, who's on some hot shit too. That's why I enjoy talking to Sean, because that nigga will tell me some old cuckoo for Cocoa Puff shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind talking to him all day. Niggas will start talking about that logical shit. The one person talked to me and was like, the metamorphosis grid and this grid opened up in a pathological pathway. I said, let me tell you something, player. Lose my motherfucking number immediately. You know what I'm saying? Immediately. I don't even know what the fuck to say to that. So you know what I mean? So, you know, down to earth. So, I mean, that's my fundamental thing, research and not really talking or trying to be some fucking lecturer. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think that's a sad thing if that's your goal. Talking about it should be a side effect of what it is you're really about. You know what I'm saying? What I notice a lot is people study to be able to explain it to somebody, which is nothing but your ego and the persona. Get your ass down, cat. If you don't say nothing, these niggas will do anything. That's how you know animals are niggas. You know what I'm saying? On top of the chair. You know what I'm saying? For nothing. You know what I'm saying? For nothing. You know what I'm saying? Those niggas is crazy. You know what I'm saying? They just let shit go on. I try to put a cake out. Them motherfuckers will be up there. You know what I'm saying? Licking on your cake if you let them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Those crazy motherfuckers done scratched up all the curtains and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then when you put them in the bathroom, they looking at you like you the fucking asshole. You know what I'm saying? You can't be yelling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you the asshole. You know what I'm saying? I said, I'm going to get this nigga. I'm going to start putting him outside in the porch. Because I know he ain't going to like that. All them crickets and shit, you be shook.
Yeah.
Put him out there. That motherfucker just stood at the door and just yell constantly. Ah, open the door, bitch. Open the door. Oh, motherfucker. Just let this motherfucker in. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to let this motherfucker in. You know what I'm saying? You fucking cats, boy. I like cats. I like cats. Kittens ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Fucking with my wires all the time. Khadijah got them dreads. They really be going at her. Like, they got a problem with them fucking dreads. Like, they got, like, you know, you shouldn't have did that. But you put dreads in your hair. You know how I roll. You know how I get down. You know what's going to happen. And be looking at her like, it's okay. It's crazy. We got to get more spray bottles. We just got to get more spray bottles. You know what I'm saying? You just got to get more spray bottles. You know what I'm saying? Because these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? And they looking at me like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Fucking with the toys I bought them like, you know what I'm saying? No appreciation. Niggas, every time they run from me now because I'm the one that puts them in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? But I need to sit their asses in there and show them when I'm cleaning out their litter too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm the one that I'm the one that's doing this hot shit. I gave you bitch ass niggas science diet. You know what I'm saying? Now, how much that fucking science diet cost?
Oh,
diet cost?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I can get the motherfuckers some goddamn regular kibble. You know what I'm saying? From fucking Costco's. And you know what I'm saying? Shit costs $3. They be all fucked up, no vitamins. You know what I mean? Cat, you know, arthritis and high blood pressure, fucking diabetes. You niggas got science diet. You know what I'm saying? That's some baller shit. They don't even sell that shit everywhere. You got to go to a certified pet store.
Pet store.
Science
sure
diet. They got, that shit is broken down into age. Science
into
diet
ages.
For the eyes.
Ages
for the
and
eyes.
Color. Ages,
yeah.
Color.
Right, color-coded, right, color-coded, you know what I'm saying? Indoor and outdoor cats, you know what I'm saying? Cats who watch TV in HD, cats who watch TV, you know, the old-school TV, you know what I mean? Bugging the fuck, you know what I'm saying? These niggas is crazy. I mean, when I say these niggas is crazy, these niggas is crazy. You know what I'm saying? But they came to me in the spirit world and told me their real fucking names. Hallelujah.
Oh, wow.
I had cats before. I'm a cat person.
Right.
And my cat used to come to me. My old cats used to come to me. And I don't even feel like talking about it. I broke a whole thing down with the cats, the riddle of the spirit.
Yes, you did. We'll go back. We've got people waiting, but we'll
go back. But I'll briefly, I see my man Cam doing it. He said, Pat, you ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga Chaos called me Cat Daddy and shit. That's right. Well, I'm set next daddy, baby. I'll smack Kundalini out of. A whole thing. I wish I could find that paper. It's around here. I had 10 cat deity names because there was a show they did where the Egyptians actually created cats. Devolving them from whatever it was, a tiger, a lion, or one of them,
and made
the cats, and the cats became sacred to Bass and you know, all the rest of that kind of thing. But what I was shown was that what was happening was everyone was having dreams who was in a circle, me, Bobby, separate, never discussed, that cats were attacking us, and we was in a dream trying to shake them off. But what I said, I need to find out what's happening with this. What was happening was there was something in the DNA that they had as a secret. Now, they call it the riddle of the Sphinx, which is technically it's half woman, half cat. But some will say half man, half cat, like the face on Mars, half man and half cat. What's his name showed that? I think it was Richard Hoagland who does, if it's not Richard Hoagland, somebody who does the face on Mars. And you know how if you take just the left side of your face and you just flip it to make it a whole face, your face looks really different? Same way if you take the right side of your face, they do that. You just the right half of your face and just match it up by removing the left side and just put it together. Your face, your features change. He did that with the face on Mars. And one half, you look at his man, the other half, when he put the left half, let's just say, together, with both left sides together, it turned into a cat, which was the same Hormacus or the Sphinx. Remember, there's the riddle of the Sphinx that you'll never know. But I was told in a context that the riddle of the Sphinx actually was something when they created the cats, put in the DNA. And it was merging with our DNA in the dream world, in the spirit world. And you wouldn't even know what to say. You will never figure out the riddle of the Sphinx. It will be in your DNA. And a lot of people, this was happening to at the time. Then I came up wide awake, started writing all the channel down. Listen, but there's more information on that channel, and I wouldn't even know which remix show to tell you. Email me for links and discover it yourself. But at the time, I was reading off that paper. I didn't give out any names. What I usually do and I might have done it. I have books where I write all of these names. There's a name. I have 12 monkeys that came through. It took me a year to channel 12 monkeys when I was dealing. When I do the monkey show, I'm going to give out
yes.
12 monkeys and what they all work for. With this pantheon of 12 monkeys that were all channeled for me, if you use all of them, your life will be complete. They work in every area. And I'm gonna give. It took me a year to get all of this information after dealing with Hanneman at that time. So I'm gonna finally give that shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Live in the remix. And I told you, people are still asking me. I'm gonna wait to see that movie. Remember, there's something called The Rise of the Planet of the Apes that's coming out. I'm gonna decode that movie, decode the monkey shit, give out the monkey deities, and get on a whole monkey thing. Now, with the cats, it was the same kind of thing. I got like 10 to 12 different cat names. And usually if it's hidden from me, that means it's something that I'm not supposed to give out. And it's so deep. And so it was something that was changing. So cats, any animal you can talk to, it's just the animal spirit. Or what do they call it? The zoo. They'll say energy zoomorphized. Are the animals. You get what I'm saying? So each animal is a representation of an energy caught in its animalistic form. You get what I'm saying? And it still has superpowers. If you could jump high as a cat or climb a tree like a cat, you'd be super. If your nails could do what a cat would be super, why do you think it's just a cat? You get what I'm saying? So each animal here has a superpower. You get what I'm saying? A leopard can run fast. So your powers, your god powers or your Or these powers are actually zoomorphized, separated in these animals. That's why all of these mythologies use animals to try to show you the power, because you became the beast as well. Mm-hmm. You're the worst because you're the powerless beast, and you just left with thinking and opposable thumbs to say the best. And monkeys caught up with us. You know what I'm saying? They got opposable thumbs. You get what I'm saying? So it represents man's ability to build is your opposable thumbs. They say the opposable thumbs represents the letter yod. I think it's yod in Kabbalah. And yod just looks like a thumb. If you bend your thumb, if you hold your hand like the Fonzie did with his thumbs up and bend your thumb, it looks like the letter yod. And yod is the in there. They'll tell you how it's. One of the master letters, and like I said, that shit I whizzed through Kabbalah. That shit is not even that interesting unless you're putting it in a context of something else for me. But they said it's one of the master mother letters, I believe they call it, something like that. You can look it up yourself. And what it does is it represents your thumb and what separates you. The 10 sifras, of course, your 10 fingers and your 10 toes and all the rest of that kind of shit. So... And somebody put up the Thundercats, Hail to the Year, Lionel, lay up. You know
and
what I'm saying? Lion L. They tell you they was a guy. I'm Lion
an
L. All he needs to do is put a bay on the end of that shit, and he can get right on Facebook and be deep. I'm Lionel Bay, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm
Felix the cat.
From the Thundercat, from the Thundercat posse.
Yeah.
I'm Lionel Bay. So, yeah, so these cats... They came to me in the spirit world. Like I put a lot of pictures of my statues up on my Facebook this week. That Buddha statue, Khadijah was going to get the cats from somebody, and you know I just wanted one cat. She said, "Well, they got like sisters and brothers. You want to take two?" I said, "We going to see about this motherfucking shit." So that Buddha started talking. Said, "Yup, these are Buddhistic cats." And that's around all the time. Remember, I was telling you, I was watching that thing in Thailand with that girl. There was other Buddhist shows I was watching. That statue started talking to me saying, no, you need to get both cats. I'm like, shit, I can't see this shit. And then, okay, so you said we got 3 minutes. I'll make this quick, but we're going to do a little bit of overtime for the people on the phone lines. Khadijah, one of the black cats, she brought a third cat in this motherfucker. Ooh, that motherfucking nigga didn't get along. I said, well, show me a sign if he's supposed to have three cats. I'm chasing this motherfucker around. I don't even know what to do to this motherfucker. Put some eye drops in this motherfucker. I hit my fucking big toe, and the whole nail came off. I walked upstairs, woke Khadijah up, and said, that motherfucker is going back tomorrow. I got a sign, goddammit. Now my fucking big toe look funny. I get jokes every day until a nail grow back. You know what I'm saying? He's like, what the fuck is going on with that shit? You need to deal with that shit right there. I said, I had a fungus before. I did a lot of work to get my feet right, and it didn't hurt. She said, you mean to tell me that shit don't hurt? It just look fucked up now. So I got to wait till my – I can't even – you know what I'm saying? I got to wear socks until my shit – you know what I'm saying? I took a lot of pride. You know what I'm saying? I took a lot of pride in how my toenails was all looking good. You know what I'm saying? I was getting that – your feet look good for a man. That fucking black cat tore my toe up. The next day, that motherfucker was gone. Gone. You know what I'm saying? You need to get out. You ain't cooperative enough in this motherfucker. Now, these niggas took the place of that nigga.
Yes. Well,
so we're going to stay on the phone. I think we ran out of scientific talk for the night. We'll take more calls.
Yes.
We'll keep it going.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope y'all on the phone and all the rest of that shit. Nah, Rich, all information is good information.
Right. Yes. So here we go, you guys. We are going to be on the phone. So 646-522-2711 is the number to call. You got to do it before the minute and 17 seconds. We are going to go ahead and go into the after remix.
Hold on. Sasha just said she ain't got no pinky toenail. Now, that shit, Rich, was too much information. That shit was too much information. Ain't nothing worse than a lady with some fucked up pinky toes.
Well, listen, you guys. I want to go ahead and get us out of here, but I want to say peace and love to everyone. Don't forget to download. Don't forget to download this show and all the other shows, whether you do it through iTunes or do it right here on The Remix. You definitely want to put this in your archives. I will see you guys next week. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine is coming up, along with a slew of some other guests. And also, I'll be coming back as well. So, you guys, be close. Stay close. Peace and love, warm spirit, always. And know your magic, you guys. Keep calling that Know Your Magic line and be looking for that audio book that's coming out, Psycho Sexy Cool, soon. Brother Panic can be reached for those of you who will be leaving us at PANICPAC@hotmail.com. So we're going to keep going. Peace and love, everyone, as we get ready to go continue in the after hours. So don't forget to download. I think this is a good time. We can play a little bit of music. We actually had another song here, and I
right,
actually love this song. We're going to play this. Let me find it. Wonderful thing. Here it is. Okay. Here it is. So we're going to listen to this. If you guys are on the phone and you've been waiting patiently for Brother Panic to take your calls, we'll be doing that as well. Press 1 if you did not. I see some international callers there. Definitely we'll try to get to you guys as well. We'll continue right here live in The Remix after this.
back. Goodbye. Say goodbye to me. You know it couldn't feel no better. Just make sure that you breathe before you break your back or get a heart attack.
Everyone, we are going to continue. I love that song.
Yes,
I'm a wonderful thing, baby. So we are back. We are back live with Brother Panic. He's on the line with us, as well as all of you guys. If you're still here with us, I see your hands up. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller, and we're just going to keep a minute moving as long as we can here live in the remix. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller. You ready, Brother Panic?
Yes, we can do it.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller, and I don't think we got to this caller, but we'll check in. 734, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 734. Okay, guess we can't hear 734. We'll go on to the next caller calling in from area code 317. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Jewel, and I'm calling from Indiana.
Hi, Jewel.
Hi. Okay, I have a few quick things I want to run down. number one, I got to listen to Friday's show, and it was completely amazing. And I guess for about the last 4 or 5 weeks, I've been hearing these bells in my head, and I would be the only one to hear them when I was driving, showering, or what have you. And something said to me, I was trying to figure out, you know, who's trying to contact me, and something said, you know, maybe it's your great-grandma. And then I just kept telling myself, no, 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 it's not her. And before the show on Friday, I something came in my head, and I said, you know, let's just go through this. So I thought bells, it was kind of like a wedding bell. What would, you know, I, as a child, what would have, you know, been related to that? And I remembered that my great-grandmother, I went to their 50th wedding anniversary, and I don't remember if she showed me the bell or, if she, you know, if that was the year she had showed me the bell from previous year, but she explained it to me, and I still told myself no. And when the show started, Brother Panic said, howdy do, Miss Blue, and that blew me, like, back 30 years, because that was my grandmother's famous saying. Anytime anybody walked to her door, she said, howdy do. And so then that was just, like, real confirmation for me that, you know, perhaps my grandmother is trying to talk to me and that, you know, maybe I can call on her for help. So that was really nice and wonderful.
That's excellent.
Yeah, yes. It really was. And the second thing, I yesterday lost my keys, and I couldn't find them anywhere. I, you know, dug through dumpsters. I offered my kids $20. I just couldn't find them. And so I had paid my sister to come over and help, and we were just at the end of, you know, we'd went through everything, and I looked at her and I said, well, you know, I guess that I'm going to have to clean every nook and cranny out of dust, and that's when I'm going to find them, and they'll be my lucky keys, and I'll buy them a nice new key ring. And she said, right. And I looked to my right, and there they were behind my washer. I found my keys that very instant I said that. So that was just like a beautiful thing, you know. I said, oh, that was just wonderful to me. And the third thing I want to say quickly is to Brother Panic, my grandmother used to missionary in Haiti for, I don't know what they did there, but they were missionaries, and she would tell me that like 20 or so Haitian kids would come to the door in the morning and begging for food, and they would just tear off little pieces of their pancakes and throw them out, you know, to the kids. So I imagine like 3 or 4 bites of pancakes between 20 kids or whatever. And I always thought, you know, how sad that was. You know, why wouldn't my grandma just take a whole box of Bisquick over there, you know, and feed them a real meal? And it then occurred to me while listening to you is because you can't, you know, she couldn't have, she wouldn't have had anything for herself the next day. And so you can't share everything. And so I need you to know that I think as wonderful as the feast is every Friday and Saturday, I still feel like one of those Haitian kids holding my hand out for the crumbs that you may drop. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mean to be like that. It's just that the wonderful wealth of information has obviously excited me so much that the feast isn't enough. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. That's pretty much
I'll let you answer that shit. I'll let you answer that shit, Blue.
I'll definitely say this. Thank you for calling in and sharing. It looks like you definitely have connected yourself. And, you know, these things do mean different things to all of us. And it definitely sounds like you've got your meaning out of it. And that's the point. That's the point. Yes. Okay.
Right. Thank you so much, both of you.
All right.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.
I'm a wonderful thing, baby. I love that song. We're going to go on to the next caller calling in from area code 267. I just felt like doing that. I don't know why.
Woosha.
267. You are live in the remix. Please tell
us. Hey. It's good to finally be up here. How's it going?
Yeah. Who's on the line, please?
This is Dennis from Philadelphia calling.
Okay, Dennis.
Yeah, I wanted to say thanks to Brother Panic for the Puga information. I definitely did find some more stuff, so thanks for that.
Okay, all right.
I had a question because yesterday's show you were talking about the shadow self, and I was just really interested in trying to figure out some stuff that you were talking about. So I did some more research after the show, and I was looking, and they were talking about this journey, and you were talking about how to combine that with the psyche or something involving with that with the psyche, and I was just trying to find more clarity on how do I do that, and what's this journey? Is there a journey? Should I try to talk with this shadow self or work something out?
Okay. Let me give you the framework. Did you get a chance to hear the whole show?
I missed like the first 10 minutes of it, but most of the show I stayed through to the end.
You stayed through most of it, okay? Because basically the show as a whole kind of explains it, but you know, still I'm glad you asked the question. Because, you know, it gives me the opportunity to kind of say it again. And what I think you're talking about is when I was talking about the portion of the journey of the hero. Is that what it was?
Yeah. That's
Okay, the journey of the hero is a symbolic journey. And that's just a way of classifying the way you deal with consciousness, right?
Okay.
Now, consciousness is just what you didn't know in a form of light. So technically, if you wasn't a Christian and became a Christian, you became conscious of being Christian. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And evil, and even evil is a form of, depending on your perspective, you know, to a Christian, Wiccan is evil. To someone who's dealing with magic, that's like the beginning of how to commune with nature. So that's all perspective. So there is no journey. Now, so what I was trying to distinguish was that portion was about the right-hand path and the left-hand path. The right-hand path is everything you learn is in synchronicity with a communal or a cultural setting. You get what I'm saying? So in other words, if you were born a Zulu, then the day you come out your mother's womb, you would be a Zulu. By the time you're 13, they would do some Zulu shit to you. By the time you're 18, you're a Zulu man. You would wear Zulu clothes, Zulu makeup. Every Zulu ritual for that, you would do the Zulu shit. Your wives would be going through the same thing. When you merge, it's a Zulu marriage. It's a Zulu way you hunt. It's a Zulu house you live in. Everything is Zulu, Zulu, Zulu. Now, they would have their folk tales, their wise tales, their great sayings, all based upon Zulu tradition. Now, you may become smart and a wise man of the village and all the rest of these things, but what happened was you didn't step outside of your box. That's the portion I said, if you grew up in a rich society, you were expected to be rich. In a humble society, you're expected to be humble. Same way they tell you today, well, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be poor because your parents were poor. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He comes from money, he's going to have money. So that's represented as the right-hand path, and there is mythology that's more communal. The journey is also that I was talking about, or the journey of the hero. You'll see that come up in mythology, and usually the most interesting mythology is always this loner. You see that in every movie, Conan. There's this loner guy who decides to pick up his sword and accomplish something, or to put back something that was disturbed. You know, they took the jewel or en banc was a good one. They took the head. The village can't survive without this big head, so en banc gets on his journey to go through his trial and tribulations to do this, that, the other. But it's called the journey of a hero, but it's about the journey is your conscious rise, but not your conscious rise to become a better Zulu, to do something you've never done before, which is the left-hand path. So now they would look at you and go, you're not doing Zulu shit. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you're not going to the right. You're doing something else because you're trying to accomplish something that was never accomplished before. I guess a good example or a half-assed example would be Shaka Zulu. Mm-hmm. He's a Zulu, and because of things with his mother and his father, he's the outcast in the Zulu, this particular Zulu village. So it forced him to take the left-hand path. All right, you motherfuckers ain't going to do this, then I'm going to do it this way, do it this way, do it this way. And, and, and eventually changed the whole warfare of Africa. Now, I already talked about there was a reasoning beyond that, because, you know, but Zulu, he was a bad guy, and he did that and killed so many people. When I channeled him, when I was watching it to channel him, I remember something Brother Phil Valentine said, which was Shaka Zulu seeing the white man coming. So we weren't prepared for that type of savagery. So by him doing what he did, it prepared us for something that was greater that was coming.
Yeah.
So I forgot all about that when Brother Phil said it in the lecture. And then when I contacted Shaka Zulu, that's the first thing he told me. So Brother Phil was right on point with that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And spiritually, for me, it was more than just a lecture. It was confirmed, and it really it is not confirmed in Brother Phil. It was just basically, it made me, I was convinced. You get what I'm saying? And again, I'm the only person who needs to be convinced.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of my particular study. Now, so he would be the example of a physical representation of the left-hand path. The spiritual thing is to change your form of thinking. Now, the grand master, high puba, exalted mystic ruler, who's been the display of the left-hand path has been Bobby Hemmett.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he's talked about is what we would consider to be unorthodox. I don't know if you heard the part when I said Bobby told people he was going to cure himself with a peach soda, and he did.
Yeah.
That's unorthodox. That's why I gave that example. And that's the thinking of someone on the left-hand path. It's not something you have to do. He's thinking outside of the box. And the ego, as I said in the beginning of that show, is the box. So thinking outside of the box means you're thinking outside of the square, which means you're thinking in circles, which is the true self. So it's a shift in your thinking. I went on to say, you'll see everyone will say Hotep and try to get me into that Facebook mentality of consciousness, and you feel I'm not really into it. In fact, not really. I clown it more, but I clown it not to even prove a point to them. I clown it because it's actually funny to me, because I know it's a part of that face, that persona that I talked about.
Persona, yeah.
So the left-hand path is you need to change your thinking. In other words, I don't want to be in any group. I don't want to join a group where it's the rules say I have to do that. I'm trying to make my own rules. So, in other words, instead of somebody telling, see, people will tell me stuff like this. I'm like, yeah, I fuck with the Apollos. They'll tell me, you really don't fuck with the Apollos because this is what you're supposed to do. This is what you're supposed to know. And I'll tell them, how lame and stuck are you? But technically, what's happening is they're on the right-hand path. What they're doing is trying to follow tradition. What I'm doing is saying, no. I'm not going to deal with them in a traditional way. That's why I get shit out of them that you don't. Give them say at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I didn't get none of these traditional initiations done, and that's why this shit is working. So it's not what you hear people who say you need an initiation and you're doing it wrong. Well, all they're talking about is I'm just trying to do it like some other motherfucker did it.
Right.
So that means you just made an agreement with the shit of what you cannot do. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that with Obatala. You get what I'm saying? Because you were following the traditional path. You were doing traditional initiations, which is nothing more than a traditional agreement. Mm-hmm. Initiation is supposed to shock the system into this conscious rise. And so these initiations that they're doing would be dead for them because it's not conducive with a culture that they've been born into. So all that initiation shit will be a flop because the reason that you would be doing it is not affecting those parts of you that need to be affected for this shit to open up. And even then, it would only open up so you could be an active member in something that already exists as a culture or a community. You get what I'm saying? Which is not happening now. You paying rent now.
Hey,
taxes now.
Yeah.
You need to get on. You need to find something that helps you in that area. You feel what I'm saying? In that area. So it's not only logical or reasonable, it is important that we be on this path of trying to figure out something that ain't been done before. Let's even talk about it on this level. Let's say all the traditional stuff that they're talking about was so great, but it eventually led to your ass getting enslaved. So that means it was wrong. You get what I'm saying? That means it was wrong because it eventually led to your situation now. So you're trying to go back to something that eventually could lead to the shit again. So it's imperative for you to try something new. You get what I'm saying? Those come from those who walk the left-hand path. You get what I'm saying?
Because
you see how it flocks. You see everyone is on, you know, doing the same thing, got the same dialogue. But if this shit was working, it would be me and Blue right now in this room alone. You follow what I'm saying? If the shit they was doing was working, nobody would need to tell nobody fucking nothing. Because remember, this stuff isn't for people who don't know nothing, and you do it, and all of a sudden people who don't know nothing know something. This is supposed to be for people who are already studying. So why would they need to hear unless there's something that's not going all the way? So the things I tell you is how to go a step further. Well, okay, you would need this shit if what you were doing were working. So it ain't got nothing to do with me and my ego and thinking I'm better. The fact that you here, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wayne Chandler was on Blue's show. And, of course, somebody got on, I could do this and I see colors and I can touch the sky and taste the color purple. Wayne's answer to her was, so what the hell are you doing on the phone? Hang up right now and go do that shit.
Wait for the next question.
Yeah, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck what are you telling me for? You should be doing that shit because that's what everybody's doing this shit for. You get what I'm saying? To have those realizations. If you're having those realizations, you don't need to hear nobody talk to you. So the mere fact that people are showing up means they need something more. So everything I've been saying, well, okay, no, this is the mere fact that, see, I didn't try this. People asked me and asked me and asked me to talk about it. And that's one of the things Bobby said to me. Bobby said that he didn't come out to be a lecturer. He was just hanging out with Steve Coakley, just dropping some hot shit. Steve Coakley, who was already a lecturer, said, you need to get on and tell people that. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Steve Coakley finally pushed him to do it, and then people saying, who was that guy? Who was that guy? This was in 1992. Who was that guy? And then so the people asked for him. People ask me constantly, when you going to lecture? When you going to lecture? I'm not going to. People ask me constantly who have shows. And I told the story.
Yeah, because I'm still waiting on that book.
right. Yeah, see, people will ask me that. And which shows me, the day I go, I want to tell people some hot shit about Kabbalah. Come over here and get some of this. That's me. That's my hang up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hear what you want. The day they say, we're past that, that's why I'm centered in, as I said earlier, the comfort of saying, well, that's great, too. I'd rather go back to reading and studying. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is always for my personal thing, and what happens, all this wrestling shit is a side effect. It is what it is. It's the way I see it, but I'm glad. I think the most honorable thing I could do in this is tell people how you can see this for yourself and let it be whatever it's going to be for you, whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? Without saying, well, this is how it is and this is what it's going to be. No, that's how it is, what it's going to be for me. The best I can say is I'm showing you that we can do it. It can be done. All that shit that we're talking about can be done right now. You know what I mean? And that's what's going on. So for me, the understanding was the left path is if you want to learn something within yourself. The right is if you want to be a wise member of your community. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A wise, active member of your community. This thing in America is so fucking shot down, you ain't got to do nothing to be an active member. All you got to do is just not litter. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't deep like we getting anywhere. You know, like you must put this in your home and, you know what I mean? You must have this in your home and you must cook only at this time and we must eat berries in the spring and plums in the summer. That shit is dead here. You know what I'm saying? That shit is dead here. So following that, to be conscious, I don't see what consciousness you're going to gain for, because it's like the blind leading the blind. He said Hotep, so a blind motherfucker said to you Hotep, so you another motherfucker who said Hotep, and all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of Hoteps, and then you could ask everybody starting from the first nigga who repeated the word Hotep, how do you feel? Nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I might as well say, what's popping, nigga? I probably would have got some real shit right up front. So the journey of the hero, that was a very good question, is really the left-hand path, you can say, or conducive with the left-hand path. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to do something that's never been done before. And there's other people who give you all these definitions of the left-hand path as being sinister, and it is, but hey, call it what it is. But that sinister, I guarantee it just comes from you're going to start dealing with the dark side of yourself, the unknown, because you are now walking into a place where you're trying to bring something into light, which is from in the dark side. Even in Catholicism, they'll say the left-hand path is the devil, the right-hand path is the path of God. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, think about it. Most people are righties, and right means to give. Left means your left hand is to receive. So they'll say whenever you are in a money transaction, always when you get money, take it in your left hand. Keep it in your left wallet pocket. That's receiving. When you're giving it out, give with your right hand. Give with your right hand. And because that keeps it flowing in a circle back to you. So right-hand path is giving. You give to the community. Left-hand path, you receive. You receive from your own self. You get what I'm saying? So all these people who are claiming to receive are talking the wrong shit because they're always talking about what we need to do. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You need to save babies. The black man needs to step up and save the black woman. The black woman is a goddess. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then there's
yeah.
the more insane ones that tell you what you specifically need to do. You better learn Moorish law or die. You better learn magic or die. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You better do this or die. You know, you won't live without the fucking metaphysics. So it's just an extreme of just telling you what to do, which shows you the energy flow is just trying to get you in a communal mindset, which is fine, but, you know, because everyone's trying to get to where Africa was, that's fine for if that's what you need. I'm talking to the people or trying to talk to people who want more than that because Facebook, MySpace and Facebook is proof in the pudding that shit don't work because before them it was sporadic pockets of consciousness, all pulled together by actually mostly Bobby Hemmett, because he would film in all of these cities. So once he filmed, you would be able to get a tape of him in Cleveland, and you'll see the little Cleveland flow, and Bobby, wherever city he's in, he'll give you some shit from that city. Every time I come to Cleveland, I see this, they're doing that in Cleveland, that in Cleveland, that in Cleveland. And that was actually the conscious fucking Facebook. And Bobby, even though everyone talked, Bobby in particular, because Bobby was the one that got invited everywhere. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People hit some hot spots, you know what I'm saying? Philly, like where you from. But, like, we talking about just destitute places. Bobby was the man. Bobby was easy because Bobby was easy. Bobby will sleep on your couch for a lecture. I guess it depends on who you are and how funky your couch is. But in other words... he didn't want a 4-star hotel in a limo. You get what I'm saying? So for people take their hard-earned money to try to bring him in to pay his fee and then make a little bit of money, get their little vendors, to make it an event. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He would say to put me in a hotel and to have people is a bit much. So he was willing to bend in that area. You get what I'm saying? You know. So with that being said, so he was the easy one to get to go to city to city to city to city to city to city. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that was the network. So now we've improved with Facebook and MySpace that community African mindset is a fucking farce for us in America today. Was it a farce? No. Hell no. It served when it was supposed to serve. But right now you got a bunch of fake motherfuckers calling each other sister, queen, king, and they still doing the same old greasy shit they was doing on fucking Black Planet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's the same hidden game of bitches and hoes. Everyone's fucking this nigga still beating this girl. See, because at the end of the day, remember. Mm-hmm.
Like they say, same shit, different toilet.
It's a different map.
Excuse my language, Ms. Blue, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
No, Miss Blue be cussing. Don't let she be cussing. When they ran out that rice in that teriyaki, when they ran out that rice at Wendy's, in that teriyaki bowl, you thought you was talking to fucking Lenny Bruce or somebody. Seven dirty words. When they ran out that rice bowl, you know y'all niggas ain't supposed to run out of rice, goddamn it. How y'all supposed to run out of rice or some shit y'all supposed to have? Because, you know, she was, you know, her lips were smacking all the way to Wendy's for that rice bowl. It just came down to the point where I said, well,
It came down to the point where I said, well, Blue, damn, dude, they got another Wendy's. Not around here. Now I got to go to Checkers. Now I got to go to Checkers.
And, I was in there. I'm freaking out because as soon as I walk in the house, I was listening to you over the phone. You were talking about cats, and y'all had some dreams and stuff. I'm like, I just had a dream a couple days ago. Black Panthers were just like a bunch of them standing outside my door. So I walk in the house. I walk in the house just like, 30 minutes ago, and Apocalypto's on right now. Black Panther, big as hell, crawling dude's face in. So I'm sitting here freaking out, like, what's going on with the Black Panther? Is it something I'm going to look into or –
Yeah, that's I think isn't Quetzalcoatl the Mayan? I think he's the Panther. If not, you can find that on whichever deity. If not, you need to look into just Mayan deities. Quetzalcoatl, he's the Horus.
Yeah.
Well, you can say he's the Horus Osiris because you know he will return type thing as well. The Jesus, so he's the Horus. I think more people probably might classify him as the Horus energy, but the savior. But he still has some Osirian father qualities, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The great father. When they were talking about the great father, and they called him by his older name, which is something with a K. In that movie, when they're talking, I'm saying the wrong name, but they'll say when they're doing the sacrifices, the great father, Kababa or something like that, they're still talking about Quetzalcoatl. So get with that shit, you know what I'm saying? Get with that shit for sure. Just look up the Mayan pantheon. You'll find them out. Like I said, if I'm not studying at that moment, I will forget that shit like I am a regular Christian. You know what I'm saying? When I'm in that moment and I deal with it, boom, 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 boom. That's how you know you're being a genius because you're tapping into that fucking Akasha, that DNA. Because, you know, I don't keep – see, I let – that's one of the things I was talking about. You got to let the ego be the ego. You get what I'm saying? I don't do this to be able to repeat it.
Right.
That's why I'll forget it. You get what I'm saying? When I'm dealing with it in the moment, I'll get the epiphanies from the mythology, and then then I'll forget it. You know what I'm saying? I'll forget it until I deal with it and be like, oh, yeah, it was that one. Because, see, the ones who can remember that shit and run that down, I'll say it to their face. You're just trying to impress some motherfucking body.
Just trying to explain it to somebody, right.
Right. You're trying to you read it to be able to repeat the shit so you could be – So niggas go, oh, you so fucking smart. No, I'll forget it. I'll forget it, and that lets me know. Oh, I said, why do I keep forgetting this shit? Have to go back. But I'll get the breakthroughs. And I said, I know why, because I'm not great, because it's my agenda. I don't need to repeat it to nobody. I don't need to. It's for me to be in that moment. If I see the Jaguar, I know – But all I need to remember is where the fuck to study next. I better get to that Mayan shit because they telling me something. And I'll get the ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. And since I've been talking on Ms. Blue, I'll write the shit down in that moment. Like, I'll watch the movie Inception now and won't know what the fuck to talk about. Motherfuckers, your Inception breakdown. I'm like, I'm watching that shit now going, what did that mean again? Get what I'm saying? And that's real. That's not even a performance. It's almost like it would frustrate me. I'm like, God damn, I did all that fucking work. And now, like, I should be remember. And I said, oh, I get it, because it was about that moment. It's not about me trying to, what did you say? Because, you know, and it's so, you know, not without blowing my own bubble, but when I was little, and I've said this on Blue Show, I was always the type of guy, if there's a Frisbee came out, I'm probably going to be the one that's showing somebody how to use it. So I didn't need to – this is not like a come-up for me. You know what I'm saying? My regular human friends would still entertain and listen to me, take my advice. It's not like I did this and I found some shit to make myself me. You know what I'm saying? I am proud to say I'm only doing exactly what I've been doing. It's a reflection of it. And that's one of the things I've seen in Blue with the reading. She was doing it all her life anyway. You get what I'm saying? Now you just know the name for what it is you're doing. And really, you get to those epiphanies. That also goes along with what I've been telling about. You get to those epiphanies when you're truly dealing with yourself. You'll find out that I'm not becoming nothing. I'm understanding what I am. And I'm actually relieving myself of what it is I thought I was. And technically, you can look at it and say, I'm only becoming what I was, which is an oxymoron. I'm only realizing and I'm being that I am that I am, all the other shit that I'm losing is actually what the fuck is getting the fuck off of me. So my essence is always the same. You get what I'm saying? Blue's essence was the same thing. So I'm saying, no, this is what you do. We just got a conscious name for it, call it oracle reading to the Akashic Record reading.
Right.
But Blue was deeply into the self-help. I used to clown her for that shit, too. For self-help and then life coaching. I said, no, no, that's just someone who don't know what an oracle reading is. And she didn't even say that, and I didn't even suggest it. It actually, the spirit, Phyllis Hyman actually told me this.
Yeah.
Phyllis Hyman is that bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Phyllis Hyman said, Blue said this to me. She said, I don't think tarot cards are even relevant. I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about? She's like, I don't even think that I need them. I said, wait a minute, you going crazy. I said, no, you don't, maybe you don't need to deal with them, but you know, no, they're Kabbalah, they're, you know, 22 Trump cards, 22 paths, blah, blah, blah. So it's the universe. You know, so I'm going through all the literature with her. She's like, no, well, I'm telling you, it's because I see some oracle cards, and I just want to get them. Just want to get them. She ain't say nothing about nothing. I was asleep. Phyllis Hyman came, told Blue, you need to get with Phyllis Hyman. Blue could do that shit, too. Badass. Blue, you need to get with Edie Alming. Well, when I was next day, well, in a dream, this is what Edie had to say. Like, you kind of ill with it, Blue. You know what I'm saying? This is ill with it. Like, one time, she went to see that movie, which I still can't see because I got to see it in the right mood. Michael Jackson, this is it. Of course, she goes home, Mike comes.
Yeah.
Baby, then Blue went to go get another teriyaki bowl with Baby Blue in the back seat. And I said, I bet you she dreamt about Michael Jackson, too. She just asked her right then on the block, Baby Blue, what did you dream about? She said, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
She said he was dancing, this and that. Blue told me detailed shit that you can't embellish. So, I mean, her dreams are so fucking detailed that it's weird. After a while, you go, you fucking lying. We were in the movie theater. Yeah. I looked at the marquee. The marquee said that. Then the seats were blue. The word seat over was broken. And then I had to skip the third seat, go to the fourth street. I got up, got some water, and came back. Then they started showing this. And then she'll tell you the whole show that she was watching in the fucking show. She went three levels in the dream. With detail. He had on blue slacks and some slippers. I'm like
just
for real.
Like,
and then
just
you
like
came.
The dreams, just like the Haiti time. I had a dream about Haiti that night. Panic had a dream about Haiti. I said, oh, my God, let me tell you, I was in Haiti last night. I started telling him. He finished it. He was like, oh, don't tell me the rest. I'm going to tell you what else we did because I had the same dream. And then even later, Bobby confirmed the same thing. So, you know.
Yeah, no, this shit is real. Oh, no, I mean, there's so many. Like if I told all the amazing stories, there's a lot.
Yeah.
That's why I fucks with Ms. Blue, because there was a lot of spiritual connection.
Yeah.
So that's why it's easy. Like if I went on another show, you wouldn't hear the same relaxed banter that I do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You'll probably hear, and I was, you know, you'll hear some science because.
And we have Brother Panic here talking about.
Right. Odyssey of the Hero and the Left Hand Path. I mean, well, you could get books, this and that. I was on one regular radio show. I went on a blog talk, Miss Beverly, actually. I went on hers early on before I did. I did like two Miss Beverly, a couple of, I can't remember the other ones. And, you know, I just did it actually because people were questioning me. So I wanted to have one thing that I could reference them to before I just kept going. But Miss Beverly called me and said, I need you to do another. I thought it was blog talk. But she also has a regular radio show in Detroit. So she put me on a regular radio show. I'm on, this motherfucking shit, nigga. She said, we're going to go to commercial break. She said, Brother Paddock, this is not blog talk. This is the regular radio. The engineer is looking at you going, what the fuck is this? I'm like, okay. I said, and basically the sons of Haru and the elders and Haru of the sun rising. You know, I went into that shit. But it's easy to do and get in the zone because it's, you know, it's the spiritual connection there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's really what this shit is all about, going with your spirit. So it's easy to do that. I knew it was supposed to happen. I already told that story. You know, it was supposed to happen.
But Blue's ass is detailed with that. Like, there's a lot of things that sound so self-serving. If I say, oh, one, I could tell you shit I've turned black people in, you know, they took the curls out their vagina hairs. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I remember one chick got me mad. Yeah, that sounds like some channeling shit. And I said, okay, I'm going to tell you the fucking first. I was mad. So and, you know, this is cool people just chopping up. Eventually, we just start chopping it up. It's phone time. I'm like, you had a fucking striped shirt with some peanuts in your hand. That's when your stepfather walked away and it fucked you up with men's for life. No, it didn't. And you was at the zoo. No, it didn't. She called me later and said, I went home. There's a picture on the fucking my mother's shit, but I had a striped shirt on. I said, Mom, when I take that, she said, you was at the zoo. She said, yeah, me and your stepfather had an argument, and you started crying. She said, did I have peanuts? She said, oh, yeah. That chick called me and said, "What? I want to learn to do what you know how to do after that. I said, so yeah, I told your ass.
Yeah.
Just because I was heavy in the channeling. There was another chick, channeling, you know, telling her shit, started going into some shit about her grandparents. She wore a black dress, button up, loved to serve hors d'oeuvres, used to have parties. There's a nigga standing next to her with red fucked up shoes on. Sit. What? You need to go to the museum and find out about a phoenix. She's like, I don't know what you mean, you know what I mean? She went home to her uncle, said, did grandma get parties all the time? She said, did she give out hors d'oeuvres? Yeah, that was her shit. Did she wear, a button-up dress all the way up to the top of her neck? He said, who had red shoes? Oh, that was granddaddy's stinky red shoes who used to sit in the chair. She said she was so fucked up. She said, then she called the museum to get prices. They said, today is free, only once a year. Went to the museum, motherfucker changed her name to Phoenix. So after that. I mean, there's so many of those stories I forgot when niggas is like, how the fuck you
got
it? Because I was really trying to tap into all the channel shit. Then I started tapping in where I could taste the food. I was like, somebody likes caramel.
I used to eat caramel all the time.
I was like, who used to eat caramel all the time? My father.
Right.
This motherfucker's ego so fucking bad that, you know, they think they so fresh and this and that, this and that. So I used to test it and just bust down channels on it. Yeah, he had a chair with a hole in it. Just random shit. You know what I'm saying? That you cannot even... You couldn't put this shit together with, like,
together.
Well, she wears a blue shirt, so she must like the color blue. Who likes caramel? With no hints. Dry fucking them. You know what I'm saying? No Vaseline. Dry fucking them. They ate caramel all the time. Oh, my father. I'll do you one better. I inspire so many motherfuckers. They got their own blog talk shows now, and they think they can channel. How about that shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
How about that shit? Motherfuckers put me on the phone with their mama. Mom, you need to hear this hot shit. You know what I'm saying? Which is all good. Now, I'll do you one better. There's sometimes I'll channel the next day and do not remember any of it.
Yeah.
Then I said, what's that all about? But as soon as they tell me, you told me this, that, the other, and I repeated it all. I said, what is that all about? I said, because it offers people a fucking immunity. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I said something personal that they, you know, because, I mean, I've gotten off the phone, motherfuckers is crying when I'm telling them about, you used to play with your TT.
Right.
You used to play with your TT, didn't it? And that's why you're doing that now.
Yes.
I didn't think this call was going to be like that. I thought it was going to be some fun Brother Panic joke. No, they don't call me no more. They don't call me no more after that. So then I won't remember until they tell me. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. I see it's hard. And I know a part of it is because it doesn't matter to me. But remember, I'm talking about their dead brothers and sisters and cousins. That shit is big. Motherfuckers like, there was one person who didn't get to say what they wanted to say to their daughter before they died. So I talked to her, told her everything. She confirmed you know, a few things. In fact, certain things she couldn't confirm, she came back later and confirmed. But she said, you know, her mom's just still struggling. Talk to her mom. Talk to her mom. The next day, I said, I'll give her my number. But what was so fucking embarrassing is I forgot the channel. So wow. I'm talking to her mom going, oh, yes, and yes, and I'm from New York, and yes. Trying to remember something.
Uh-huh.
So I just had to give it. I said, you know, I don't remember what. She said, well, my daughter said this. Oh, okay, boom, got into it and gave her resolution. Now, mm-hmm. to some people, that shit is big, but it never was big to me. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah.
So I had to learn some compassion in that day. This is motherfucker's dead grandmommy, you know what I'm saying,
right.
That we talking about. So, you know, so, I mean, but my goal first and foremost was to be able to talk to anything dead. That was always my shit. I went to the depths.
Right.
I've talked to Harry on Facebook. Maybe I put it on Facebook, but on MySpace, I have a whole album of all the dead motherfuckers that I talked to. And I was starting to say, maybe this shit is in my mind because I'm only talking to stars and singers. Then I said, oh, wait a minute. The Masters had to come back as that because that's the only place we shined at in this last few years. You know what I'm saying? There was a time where we were political figures. So the gods were Malcolm X and Brother Clarence X and, you know, Father Allah and Elijah Muhammad. We were coming in those forms. But as Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and them niggas was getting murdered because they realized those was the gods, we started emerging as little Michael Jackson and Frankie Lyman and all the rest. So that's why they were coming. So just because the world would look upon them and they would influence us as the gods they were, that was the only avenue for influence. So I'm like, okay, because now I don't feel like it's just people. In fact, Bruce Lee was the first one. I was talking to the ancestors, and I told the story.
Yeah,
Bruce Lee was the first
that.
One, Jimi Hendrix and them. And the first thing they told me is because you don't even like us. I wasn't a Bruce Lee fan. I was grown before I seen his movie. So they already told me that, but then I started seeing motherfuckers that I liked and was like, you know, soon Spider-Man is going to come through because I liked him too, you know what I mean? But then they told me, I said, okay, now I mean, that's just was the latest incarnations. That was the field we was operating. But, I mean, I'm talking about detail shit, detail breakthroughs. And I know other people could do it too, but if see what I talk about, and then it becomes the Brother Panic story. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The Brother Panic story. There's deities that are powerful deities that the spirit world came and told me that was Bobby Hemmett. And I've seen him talk about those deities and have not said nothing, never said nothing. And then I'll say, I heard you say this word before. What's that? And he still won't tell me. Then I went and said, that's you because that was happening. He said, yeah, I had a channeler who told me that was me. I said, what the fuck? When the fuck was you going to tell me? He said,
right.
this shit ain't about me. I know that for me.
Right.
That ain't nothing to be, because he said, what I tell the people ain't about me.
Right.
So that's one of the wise things I took from him. Like, no, I can reference it, but this ain't about me. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
This is their journey, and obviously they must see someone with the experience that participated in this process that they're hearing something that's ringing true. So let them hear their story. You know what I'm saying? But if I was just sitting down shooting the shit, and everybody who's shooting the shit, them motherfuckers will tell you miracle after fucking miracle after miracle, where I'll be like, God damn. To me, I'll be like, I can't wait to die. I must have been the shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the shit they telling me, it's like, yo, you be with this nigga. Niggas will tell me that they be in some a nightmare with some demons, and they'll name drop me. And then the demons will go, oh, you know that nigga Panic? Oh, shit, that's my nigga. Come on in. Blue told me some shit like that before. She said, she was in the dream world and said, fucking Panic. He said, oh, you know Panic, player? Oh, it's all good. Just relax. And she'll say, like, early when we was doing the magical work, and we was in the spirit world, and I'd be just leaving her ass with problems or Panic. How you do that? Figure that shit out. Leaving her in pits and shit and bouncing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She was like, how the fuck come in the spirit world you never help my black ass? Shit, you got to figure that shit out, player. You got the juice. You
that's
need to do it.
There.
Yeah, so I mean, right. So I mean, there's so many fucking stories. And I that's the only reason I'm talking about it now because we in overtime. and they heard the beginning part of this lecture, so they could click off if this bores them with stories. But the idea is that all of these can happen to you, but really they're actually my stories, and I'm glad to have shared them with the people I shared them with. But for the larger, you know what I mean, y'all can do anything. That's almost why I'm really leery about hearing everybody else's stories, because I don't tell mine. Just know that the shit could go down unless there's a point to it. You get what I'm saying? Just telling me, you know, you figured some shit out. You supposed to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's, to me, that sounds like when a father goes, I'm taking care of my kids. Well, you're supposed to, motherfucker, what you want. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was dreaming and I seen those shoes. You supposed to, motherfucker. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? It's just that we, as I pointed out, we lost the language of this. So I'm trying to help do my little part, as everyone else who does their part does, get back with this language. You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate it too. I definitely.
Yeah, that's good. I could tell. I mean, you know, my style is a patriarchal style of teaching, so I must come hard like your father. I've talked about this before. If you put an 80 on the refrigerator talking about my spelling is good, your mother, a matriarchal style, will put it up on the fridge and congratulate you. Your father go, what happened to the shit that you do? Why didn't you know the other two? You're going, they don't love me. But his patriarchal style is always actually trying to perfect you by pointing out the flaws.
Right.
So I'm constantly pointing out the flaws. I have a patriarchal style. Now, my definition, I don't even know Bobby would agree. But I always say he has a matriarchal style of teaching because he's more congratulatory. And I could see why he would be this way, because before he came, niggas were doing nothing but really just going to Egypt saying, my nose looked like that nose, so I guess it's my nose. That was the ceiling on it. So they were dealing with the historical and the Afrocentric aspect of it, while Bobby Hemmett was starting to inject the science of it. He's the one that introduced all the Satan and those concepts. He's the one that started dealing with the mystery, while others were doing it in some sort of form, but that became his field within the circle of it, dealing with the mystery of mythology and the rest of that. So you got to give that guy his props, because he's fucking
definitely.
I'll say it straight out. We got cut off last time when I was talking about this. I wouldn't exist without him. You get what I'm saying? In this field of way people are receiving what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying? He laid down so much groundwork for anyone, not just me, for anyone to emerge in their and branch off into their perspective on the occult. Now, I'm clear. Bobby Hemmett said it himself. He said there's a lot of people who tried to come up. This is what he told me. And basically everybody says, they just copying you. He said, I never heard that about you. He said people could tell the influence, but I hear Panic's got his own style. Yeah. In fact, they'll say, Bobby, you think you was cursing. This motherfucker is the most foul. I'm like, me? You know what I'm saying? He'll tell me that. So the reports he'll get, he'll say, I don't hear. He said, because you know he's not going to sit down. I don't think to this day he's listening. Anything I've said.
Two minutes to go. So I do want to close out. I don't want us to kind of get off, but 2 minutes ago, I'm going to let you wrap that up.
All right.
Okay, I'll wrap this part. So I don't think he'll ever sit down and listen to anything I have to say. You know, he feels responsible for it all, and I don't mind letting him have it. Cool, you're responsible for it all. You know what I mean? And which is all good. It doesn't matter. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, I always give props. Every time I open my mouth, you never hear me say nothing without leading you somewhere where Bobby Hemmett is.
Right.
Because that's the reality of this shit. You get what I'm saying? I'm clear I got my own shit with my own way, with my own study. But the foundation why Negroes can receive it is because of Bobby Hemmett. Consciousness. We're not talking about all consciousness, because there's so many contributors to that. I'm talking about the field of occult science that I talk about, and that's piggybacking, or that's a reaction, or in synchronicity, or however you want to say it. It wouldn't happen if Bobby Hemmett didn't do this for close to 16, 17 years of culturing and putting this information in the black folks' head when the greatest thing they had was, your nose look like my nose on the wall. Get me an arm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I know we're coming to a close.
Yes.
You know, so, I know it was way over the pressure. It turned into a discussion.
Okay.
Right. It turned into a discussion.
Well, that's good. I think it definitely great energy, peace and love. I want to close out, and also rightfully so. Panic, you know, you've been very instrumental, Elder Haru, many others, and also, of course, Brother Bobby Hemmett. And I want to give out his number for you guys listening, too, to reach out to him for DVDs and all the stuff that he does. Brother Bobby Hemmett can be reached at 678-358-1055. So we have 49 seconds. I love you, Brother Panic. Thank you so much. This has been an amazing share. Peace and love to the whole family out there, you guys, and everyone for joining us here in the Remix Live. We'll see you back here next week so we can do it again. Don't forget this show, download, 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 as with all the shows on the Remix. See you guys in the readings. Peace and love, everyone. We're getting ready to bounce out of here. Amazing share, 22 seconds. We can go ahead and close out Brother Panic as we do. So it's always a joy to have you on here, especially when we chat and chill, and we got to do this chat and chill. we got to chat up a lot. Everybody is loving it so much. So peace and love. You guys reach out to Brother Panic, panicpack@hotmail.com. So peace and love. Peace.
Peace.